want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Figured, how do we start the show? About a commercial. On Friday, we'll have Rich Eisen on.
Wow.
From NFL Network, NFL Channel, NFL Total Access. Rich is brought to you by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower. NFL Total Access, starring Rich Eisen. Every night at 7 and 10.
Right there.
All
right. Right there.
Well done.
Well, that's it. That you got it out of the way.
Right there.
Tonight.
You got it out of the way. We're here all week.
That is a show Christopher Reeve will not be able to watch.
No, he is a member of the trifecta. We include, of course, Roddy Dangerfield and Janet Leigh.
Janet Leigh. And that's your three right there.
They will all be missed.
Look, yes. Down in the ground.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Not bad.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
He was a good Superman.
Yes, he was.
I want to say this. He was a real good Superman. I wasn't crazy about him in the movie with Michael Caine where he was like maybe gay and maybe not gay in that movie.
But you will admit that you liked the movie with Michael Caine. That's a good movie.
Yes.
That's a movie that's tough not to watch.
Yes.
I didn't like Christopher Reeve in that movie either, but as an ensemble cast, he was kind of part of that. He kind of creeped me out in that movie.
Yeah. But he was a great Superman. When I first saw the first Superman, of course, you know, the special effects now compared to back then, you can't compare the two. But at the time...
He was the definitive Superman.
I believe the hype. It looked like he could fly.
And he was a great Clark Kent, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of shy and awkward and stuff, and then boom.
Mm-hmm. He was good. Anyway, we have a brief tribute to Christopher Reeve.
Excellent. Very good.
That doesn't even really mention his name.
Right.
Darlene?
Yeah?
What's Superman's name?
Clark Kent.
No. The actor.
Christopher Reeve.
Oh,
the new one.
Oh, there you go. There is...
Right. Now, where does he work?
At the Daily Planet newspaper in Metropolis.
Did mention him.
Yes. Hey!
I know, I'm just teasing. They're on the Warner Brothers lot.
Fine. Could you get him for me, please?
Sure.
Dean Cain.
And Kingsley. Listen, I just wanted to call you, congratulate you on the People's Choice gig. It's
a pleat in
another,
your cape.
Pleat in your cape. And here it is. Bottom line. Al Hairlip Hartman. You don't want this guy. You can't understand this guy. You don't want to be introduced as Superman, do you? Whereas I, your biggest fan, will be able to announce you as Superman. Or Dean Cain. Sure. Whatever you...
Hello?
And you know, it makes it so tragic. It seems like just yesterday he was walking in that Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. Rob, I have to keep telling you, and I had a hard time believing it. Like the Michael Vick commercial?
What?
That's a fake commercial.
No.
He did not really walk.
Rob, that was CGI.
During the Super Bowl.
That was real. They used CGI to make his head look too small.
No.
But he was really walking. CGI.
I know this, that Christopher Reeve will now never be able to go on that Michael Vick ride that I am sure really does exist. It is not just a
Don
commercial.
That's CGI as well.
Okay, go ahead.
The world is CGI.
You fooled me.
Go ahead, keep believing it.
Next thing you tell me is they didn't really flood New York for that movie.
CGI.
How's that?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
That's Christopher Reeve, and...
He'll be missed.
The thing is, he will... Robbie will.
Yes. That's why I said it.
And also one of the best ever make us laughs. Which is totally inappropriate today, but he does have his place.
Oh, he absolutely always will.
In the history of this show.
The hallowed halls.
The hallowed halls of Make Us Laugh where...
Stop it. You know what? You're on fire today, Rob. Stop it. You're on fuego.
En fuego.
He may very well influence the election because of stem cell research. And I don't know if...
Could be, yeah.
I don't know if he knows this or not. Kerry mentioned Christopher Reeve...
During the debate by name.
On Friday night, yes. Right. spooky coincidence. Right now, I'm sure Kerry had the inside information.
Are you saying there's a conspiracy theory now about the
about to die?
Always is.
Lois Lane called over to George Bush and said, hey, I just talked to Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, that was neat, but, you know, the very, very strange coincidence that he did mention him by name.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob!
Yeah?
How many days until Ditka?
Well, I'm done grieving now for Christopher Reeve.
How many days until Ditka?
You know, we can almost go by hours, Don.
Let's stick to days.
2 days.
2 days?
2 days till Ditka.
Hold on, a question.
Yes.
2 days confuses me. Does today count?
Yes.
So he will be here tomorrow.
No.
Wednesday.
Wednesday if it's 2 days.
Uh-huh. 3 days if you count today.
No, it's actually you count today and tomorrow, and then those days are up, and then he comes on Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 days.
It's how many days to Ditka, Monday and Tuesday? Then he's here on Wednesday.
How many days till Wednesday?
Let me break down the third wall, fellas. I understand. I understand. I was just using Ditka logic for a moment.
I understand, but Ditka wouldn't use that logic, and he can affect the weather by his mood.
Nexus Pro Formula 4000.
2 days until Ditka.
No, 3 days. Come on now.
Let's see. And today, you know, Shirley Jones, okay?
Hey. The lovely Shirley Jones, the mom on the Partridge Family.
That's a good guest. And then tomorrow, Wanda Sykes. Also tomorrow, Mike, just for you.
Dad!
From Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Wonderful.
Brian Wofford. Some guy who came in and they pretended to fix his house and put it on TV. Then the cameras turned off and the trucks drove away. And the
so
house,
this is an actual homeowner.
Yeah, the house.
So you'll be able to test your conspiracy theory and find out that the house is not made of paper mache.
The house just fell down.
That it's not. No. Don seems to think that this Extreme Makeover Home Edition is one elaborate movie set.
I'd like
that
to
the houses are all veneers.
I'd like to say to everybody in Canada, and all of this, incidentally, in the pre-show, we've not started the show yet.
That's right.
Not at all.
Happy Thanksgiving. I mentioned that in the pre-show because, frankly, this is an American show, and we appreciate you listening to it in Canada.
Right.
But understand this. Thanksgiving, it's our holiday. You can have a Thanksgiving, but the real Thanksgiving is on November
20,
whatever it is this year.
Is the Canadian Thanksgiving today?
It is.
Hey, what are they doing having it on a Monday?
Happy Thanksgiving!
That's why they're Canada. Well, they got a wacky 3-day weekend.
Well, what are they thankful for? Christopher Columbus?
And here's another thing.
Is there Canadian football today?
Since when did Christopher Columbus Day, did Columbus Day really become Italian Day? Because it's not Christopher Columbus, and understand, I've got nothing against Italians. I might
he's an Italian.
I understand.
But he was sent over here by the Queen of Spain.
But, Mike, the thing is, what it's turned into is like...
Not that kind of queen.
Like Puerto Rico Day, Irish Day, where they have the...
Well, we have Irish Day.
The parade. Yes, you do, but here's the deal.
What?
On St. Patrick's Day, which is not a real holiday, it's... What?
Oh, boy.
People don't get the day off work. Banks aren't closed.
Yeah, well, what have I been laboring for? What have I been lobbying for all those years?
I know that's your pet project.
Yes.
But that's the day. Everybody gets to pretend that they're Irish and have the parade and you get drunk and it's great. But if you've got a job, you got to go to work.
Right.
Columbus Day, I've noticed, added benefit. Added benefit. If you're a government worker, you know, you get the day off.
Right.
You don't really have to celebrate Christopher Columbus celebrating America. It's not about the celebration of the discovery of America.
Uh-huh.
It's an Italian thing. And I'm watching the coverage today of the Christopher Columbus parade in New York City.
Yes.
Which looks...
You don't want to mess with that parade.
Which looks to me...
Forget about it.
Like a bunch of guys who seriously just stepped off the set of The Sopranos.
Wow.
You know, first off...
You started this parade for Charlie M.
Charlie M. was there.
Charlie M. was in this parade. Don't make me be a bad guy now. Don't make me be a bad guy. Charlie M. celebrates Columbus.
Let me just say this. Happy Thanksgiving to Canada. Happy Columbus Day.
Yes.
We We know Columbus.
He's a friend of ours.
He's a friend of ours. And what they do is they celebrate the big day up in New York City because they do associate Columbus with Italian Americans. They have made that their own holiday. And this is not a new phenomenon, I might add.
I'm just bringing it to the attention of our listeners.
I think it's good because I had forgotten that they do this.
God rest their souls.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully nobody gets hurt at the parade, thank God.
Thank God. And I know that Columbus was Spanish.
No, he was
Mike
Italian.
Hardy. Oh, hold on.
He was Italian guy sent over by the Queen of Spain.
Yeah, he's from Genoa.
Genoa,
correct.
Sicily.
Correct. But he did have ties to Spain.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's who sent him over, as I said. What's the matter, I amuse you? You don't listen to me? I explain the whole thing to you, and then you repeat it again? What's what? Come on!
Are you talking to me?
I mean, you're talking to me?
Taxi driver. She's not really even... Not a good WAP movie.
I'm going to get Nikki in here. You don't want Nikki to come in here.
Charlie M!
Anyway, much love to all the Italians.
Yes.
You know, because that's really what it is. It's become that. It's Italian-American Day, and I'm down with that. That's cool.
I think it's fantastic. You know, and really, they ought to have more holidays, thank God.
I just think what it is.
We Polish have nothing.
Yeah, that's true. The Spiewaks have not a great day to celebrate.
Every day is Polish Day.
Right.
Christopher Reeves.
Reeve.
I know, again. Okay. I know it's Silver Spring. I know it's Donna Summer.
Right.
I know. Christopher Reeves. Not an Italian.
No.
But we'll be missed.
Rest in peace, thank God.
Thank God. He had his time to get his message out, though.
Absolutely.
Thank God.
And I think this should be a great day. You know, you can get your parade in the morning and then, take a shuttle up to Toronto and have Thanksgiving dinner with your family, thank God.
Yeah, sure. Go to Toronto. Horonto.
Well, we just want to wish everybody the best. Forget about it.
Hey, got any freaking pilgrims?
Yeah, the pilgrims, you know, the Indians. All the people that had them problems.
Yeah, Squanto, thank God.
Yeah, Squanto, thank God. They eat your corn pudding.
They ate corn pudding. They called it maize.
Have your maize, thank God.
Yeah, there's no maize in Ziti. I tell you, come on, forget that crap.
No love maize?
Who's that?
Charlie M.
Charlie M! You made me take that corn out for Charlie M!
So happy Columbus Day.
Yeah. Thank God.
Okay. That's it. Mike?
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Every thought in here.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Oh, yes.
Everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hello. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
This is Keith.
Yeah, Richard.
It's Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
And, Tiger Robbie.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Broken Plate and all the ships at sea. It's the home of Don's dulcet voice and Mike's dancing fingers.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. It's going to happen today.
Yeah.
Mike's big massage.
Yeah, man.
There we go. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday. And on the calendar, it's 10-1104.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here. No, he's not retarded.
Hi. Hey, Don and Mike Show. It's Monday, October 11th, 2004. Call us from anywhere in America.
May I offer congratulations to the Boston Red Sox?
Mike, hold on. 877-365-3636. Didn't we have a talk about this before the show today? Did I say we're going to throw the show's full support behind the Red Sox?
Yes. Yes, I jumped the gun.
Please just let me give out the phone number.
I know.
877.
I know.
3.
Come on.
Charlie M.
Charlie M. You made me wait to congratulate the Sox. For Charlie M.
877.
Don't make me be a bad guy now, Don.
3636 from America. From Canada. You know, go ahead and believe this Thanksgiving Day stuff.
The hell is that?
Yeah, come on. Didn't you? What boats did you drive to Canada to get there? Okay? 800-636-1067.
It's a kooky day.
And Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. You'll have to excuse my best buddy, Mike.
It's a kooky Monday.
He's a little uptight because he's paying off his Red Sox bet today.
What? Uptight?
And we have two beautiful massage tables in here today.
I've been thinking about this since Friday.
We have ropes. We have robes and towels.
Right. I mean, when I'm paying off a bet like this, our staff really goes all the way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've got everything in here. This looks like a massage center here.
We've got all of the various oils. We've got the CSI gloves. And we're ready.
I don't have a hell of a lot of room to work, that's for sure.
Mike's massage will be in about 2 hours now. Mike giving the massage. And incidentally, I told Mike this before the show, and I mean it. Mike lost the Red Sox bet. Even though the Red Sox are now going to play the Yankees.
Although that caller from California on Friday who was giving me a hard time when they came back and it was 3-1, and then I mocked him and said it was 6-1, and well, lo and behold, we get off the air Friday night, and they tie it up at 6 apiece, and then it goes into extra innings, and we're well off the air before my man, Big Poppy, David Ortiz, hits the walk-off two-run home run, launching the Red Sox with a sweep of the Anaheim Angels into the ALCS to, for the second year in a row, face their arch rivals, the New York Yankees. It all begins tomorrow night, and I'm going to be glued to that TV set.
Now, the fun begins today, because way back in February or March, Mike said...
I think it was February, Don.
Mike said, the Red Sox will win the AL East by 2 games. I want to bet you on this. This is Mike's idea. I've got the great idea for the bet. The full nude massage of Tom Gavin. You've heard that evolve now.
Yes.
Because Mike is being a really good winner, a good loser about this, with the whole thing with Dennis and Robert Mailman, I really think that, and I'm not really a baseball fan, let's all support the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if it helps this year.
Let's see what happens. Let's see. I have a very strange feeling. I don't have the optimism that I have in February. Mm. Here it is in October. I, of course, will be, watching every bit of it and praying and hoping that maybe they can get by the hated New York Yankees. We'll see what happens.
That's not going to be a problem, Mike.
You think because you're Don is now officially throwing the show's support behind the Red Sox. To see if they can, vault into the World Series.
And we'll Red Sox versus Cardinals. That's,
like 1967.
That's the World Series.
Yeah. And that'd be an interesting World Series.
So we'll root for your boys.
Would that not be a highly rated World Series? That would be, because it would be a history. That would probably be, not like the Red Sox Cubs, but it would be close to it.
Right. Mike, you know what? At this point, you don't have to sell me on the ratings for it. Yeah, I don't care if you're the only guy in the world that's watching it.
Yeah, but last
year, a bet today.
Last year, ratings in the playoffs were through the roof. I think they're down a little bit this year.
Well, through the roof ratings-wise compared to what they used to be is
right.
Not, the Reba McEntire show, I think, gets ratings that are through the roof compared to baseball. But you're right, it did have a big spike last year. And see, this is what I'm not going to do.
Right.
I'm not going to now, because Mike's paying off the bet,
here you are. You just can't help yourself.
But I've caught myself.
You
can't help yourself. I've run down baseball.
I've caught myself.
Look what I'm doing here today.
I've stopped it. I've zipped it.
No, last year the ratings were very good for baseball.
You're right. The ratings were
great. And this
baseball.
Year, with the Red Sox against the Yankees, they're going to be terrific.
Greater. Yes, even greater.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Charlie M.
and we'll continue that.
But as I said, I wanted to congratulate him, but I've got to, because I made the bet, and because it wasn't even close when it came right down to it. The bet was, 2 games, and they didn't even, come close to winning the division at the end of the season. And we got the massage tables in here, and I'm not going to lie to our listeners. I am
dreading this.
Yeah, you're talking
and
about...
I'm not going to... I just want to say one thing.
Two naked men, Dennis Murphy and Robert Mailman.
I will be fulfilling this bet.
Yes?
Technically. My hands will be on the parts of the body discussed. But there will be no wandering fingers, and there will be a significant... Well, just let me finish.
Hold on.
There will be a significant separation between the top of the leg and the glute. I'm not going near...
Okay, no,
I'm not going near you-know-where.
You don't want to go by Assland.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be on the glute. What I'm talking about, I don't want to go near...
Okay, where...
You know what I mean?
Right, okay.
I don't want to go near the Hanging Gardens.
Nor would I want you to go there.
Thank
you. I was thinking more south. I'm thinking...
Of course.
Don't forget the teeth. The feet.
Oh, the feet.
Oh,
I mean, the feet.
I have surgical gloves.
Yes.
I will be doing.
Where to there?
Just for anybody that's listening, I want the rules established so that there's no talk of welching.
You got it.
All right. Each body part, each area, each foot, there will be at least, you know, we're going to do a whole segment. There will be at least 30 seconds on every body part.
Listen, here's the thing.
Is that okay with you?
I'm not even going to hold you to a clock. Because you're my buddy, you always pay the bets off.
Right.
The deal is, you're going to give...
If anything particularly grosses me out, I'm not going to linger on it.
You're going to give these guys a massage. Each of them, they're going to be nude with a robe on.
I mean,
that would include...
It will be a light massage. It will not be a medium or a heavy massage.
Shoulders?
Shoulders, long time on the shoulders.
Back?
Back, long time on the back.
Then, as you mentioned, the ass area, the glutes, and then...
Maybe 10, 15 seconds.
Then down the legs, and...
Yes, and then the feet.
Were mentioned.
So, feet will be touched. Feet will be squeezed. Oh, Jesus.
Swedish massage, then, and not shiatsu.
It's
Swedish.
Definitely going to be Swedish. Very good. It's not going to be shiatsu.
I'm
not going to be doing it. I will not...
Let me just say, before everybody calls, no happy endings.
None.
No,
zero, not allowed.
Although, let me say, with Dennis,
and
it may be involuntary.
I believe, really, with a certain individual coming in here today, we need to establish ground rules. And the ground rules is no rolling over. I don't want to see anything. Are you in agreement with me on that one?
Hold on, I'm joking.
I don't want to see.
And no
Robert's going to want to roll over.
No. I'm not thinking about Robert.
I'm not worried about Dennis. Well,
I'm worried about Dennis with something happening...
Involuntarily?
Yes.
I'm not.
Almost nocturnal-like.
No.
There's only one hole in the table, right?
It's impossible for Dennis. We proved that before. Believe me, Dennis... I'm not worried about Dennis. It takes 10 days for that to happen with Dennis.
Do you know how long it's been since he's had someone touch him, male or female?
Don't you remember all of our medical experiments over the years with
Dennis? Yeah, no, there was a time we gave him Viagra and put him in a room and had him watch some porno to see what would happen. And, of course, there's the famous trip out to Reno where we hooked him up with the whore and he couldn't get things done.
Now, when we do this, I'm curious.
But, Mike, he loves you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Right.
Everybody knows.
Love him right back.
Dennis has a favorite. It's you. He loves you, and you're going to be touching him.
He'll be naked.
I'm really going to be touching him. Do we have the gloves? That's the most important thing that I don't.
We do.
I happen not to see in here. You know? Do we have?
Beth Ann has them in the back.
Oh, wait a minute. There we go.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the nice sound of the spongy CSI gloves.
You don't want to put a hole in those.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
And you want to save those, Mike? We only have 3 pairs of those.
Okay, yeah. So that's the one area where they, you know, all right, yeah, where they came up short.
You don't mind.
Why not have hundreds of them? No, we'll have 3 just in case they're all. I think, you know, maybe I'll be lucky and I'll be able to go through this entire horrible exercise
with only one pair. This is not, as you often think, a plot of everybody out against you. It's not. It's not. If you knew the work that Beth Ann, predominantly Beth Ann, but golly, somebody's got to tell her what to do, so I have to be involved. The work that Beth Ann went through to go down to Fitness Quest, corner of Waples Mill and Route 50 in Fairfax. Waples Mill.
Waples Mill.
Oh, looks like an O. Anyway, that's where the massage tables are from.
Mm-hmm.
The robes and the towels. She had to drive all the way downtown to the Hotel Helix.
So she put a lot of weekend work into this?
And the CSI gloves are courtesy of the haircuttery on Main Street.
That's wonderful. So she put a lot of work into this?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Well, what's that look for?
That's just me. It's just me. I'm in a mood today. I was in a horrible mood this morning.
Hello?
Hey. He moved his head in a way that would indicate he didn't believe that you were actually out. You know.
No, I totally believed it.
Oh,
I
you were?
That's not what that meant. How long have we
what
worked
was,
together?
Okay, what was
Can't
that?
You
then?
Read my body language?
No, what was that?
Because you worked hard all week, and I was
Okay, what is that?
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
That's the way I looked at it. Yeah,
oh, just
good.
A whatever.
Good for her. Okay. Yeah, good for her. The real work starts at 10 after 5. All right, the real effort here. You
all
know?
Right, now I understand.
Yeah, you were saying, oh, she went together. Say hello together.
See, well, Mike
just
did.
No big whoop.
You know what? Mike just pulled the book. It was a smirk that
right.
you had,
yes.
and I didn't know how to interpret your smirk.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what my face is registering right now because I'm very, very nervous. I'm nervous. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to even say anxious. I'm going to say the real word. I'm nervous about this. I want it to be over. I want it to be quick. I mean, to realize that Robert the Angry Mailman and Dennis Murphy will be in here
naked
in less than 2 hours is terrifying.
I did the best I could do.
Well, Bethann, you did a great job.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was all right.
You did a great job. These are real massage tables.
No, I'm very pleased that you did this the right way. And
a lot of towels.
Once I get my chair out of here,
good.
You know, there'll be plenty of room for both of these boys.
All right, Bethann. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, God. It's going to be fine. It's really... I have to tell our listening audience that it is such close quarters. When we get...
We have a small studio to begin with.
Yes. When we get these tables set up, I mean, I'm not going to have any room to even move around here. I'm just going to be able to pivot on my feet and go from one buttock to the next.
You know what it's going to require? It's going to require you, like, leaning over them. Whereas in most cases, you'd be able to, like, walk around the table. It's going to require some reaching.
Well, certainly we had to hear from you, didn't we?
How have you been?
How have you been?
Yeah, you just couldn't help yourself. You had to chomp your little thing in.
I just wanted to paint the picture.
Lean over them. Yeah, maybe I could just lie flat out on them. Maybe I could do, you know, one of those interesting stone massages, you know, where it's body-to-body contact.
Mike, yes? It's going to be a winning proposition today
yes.
on this radio show. 90 minutes from now. It begins.
Yeah.
The Rubdown in Funtown.
I hope they enjoy themselves. I hope that they're satisfied. I hope I get all the kinks out. This is the kinkiest thing I've ever done. And these robes that they have when they come in here. Oh, my God.
Well, they're going to be nude. They're going to be in the... Now, as I mentioned, who gave it? The Hotel Helix.
Hey, did you back up what I said the one thing? No rolling over.
Yes.
Rolling over is verboten.
No, you got to stay on your stomach.
Right.
You got to stay on your stomach.
But that rule is locked in now.
It still doesn't mean that there can't be an accident.
What are you talking about?
Talking about Dennis.
I think I'll be okay with Dennis. Okay. I'm not going to do anything that'll...
Here's all I think.
I won't be doing any probing.
You don't know.
No, here's all I think, Mike.
Yeah.
Dennis Murphy, naked. Now consider it's all the things he loves the best.
What I'm thinking about
he's
Dennis
naked.
Murphy is the hair.
He's naked.
Yeah.
He's on the radio.
Right. Yeah.
He's naked.
Yeah.
He's by his favorite guy in the world,
loves
Mike.
You.
Everything is there. Erotica, his love of the media, and your gentle touch.
Okay, so you're thinking the combination.
Yes.
The
excitement
of it?
Sure.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
Well, as soon as that's over, I tell you, I'm out of here like on a skateboard.
You know what? Here's the thing. I don't even think you're going to know it's happened until...
it's too late.
Well, that, you know, the nice thing is when they are getting up,
yeah,
that's going to be, I'm going to command them to stay down until it's over. Right? Once the massage is over.
Your call. It's your call.
Okay.
It's your call.
We don't need to have them get up. I don't need to see them swing their legs over.
Here's the thing. I don't want to see them naked either. I don't want to see them naked.
Well, we're going to have them walking into the studio during the break, so you probably can't avoid that.
The only thing that I would like to add is that I think, and I mentioned this to Bethann or anybody, I think what we need is to lower the lights.
Oh, yes.
We need to get some incense.
I'm all for lowering the lights.
Some candles.
Some whale music. Girl.
And yeah. I was thinking some Barry White, but I'm not talking traditional.
Always good.
I'm talking
you don't want
like,
traditional, like a New Age massage music?
No,
I bet Julie Fullman's got some in her office.
No, I've already got the CD. It's you go deep Barry White cut, you know, where it's a lot of him
talking.
Well,
I understand you have to do what you have to do.
A lot of him, you know, take off your brassiere, my dear.
Well, I believe turning the lights down that meets with my approval.
Well, it'll give a mood.
Yeah.
And also, you will have to see them less if the lights are turned down.
Absolutely. Amen. And I'm now thinking about what Rob said now about me having to lean over.
Let me mention something as well. We can turn the lights down all the way. We can make it pitch black in here. Hey, no pun intended there, Robert. We can make it pitch black in here. However, your nose still has 20/20 vision.
Right.
If you get what I'm saying.
Incidentally, you're familiar, and this is what I was going to get. I couldn't find it over the weekend, but you're familiar with the movie Silence of the Lambs?
Of course.
You know when they go into the autopsy room? I wanted to see if we could get some Vicks VapoRub that I could put under my nose.
There's going
to
be some smelling coming off the bodies of these two gentlemen.
I'd like...
hold on, Mike. Here we go.
I'd really like to ask if there's anybody out there that could get me a jar of Vicks VapoRub so I can put under my nose.
Or even some cologne on your mustache would work, too.
Hell yeah, but I want the Vicks VapoRub.
Take it over.
Thank you, Barry. My man.
This is going to be
the maestro, Barry White.
Take it over.
This is just a snippet, Mike.
I see.
I can go to it anytime I want. Barry, what do you want him to do?
Take it over.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What about Dennis?
Take it over.
What about Robert?
Take it over.
Yeah.
What about Mike?
Take it over.
I don't think he'll do it, Barry.
No!
I don't think so. You know, hey, what about Buzz?
Take it over.
No. Joe.
Take it over.
Robbie.
Take it over.
Joe Lotta.
Take it over.
Oh, dear.
Jayla!
Take it over. Take it over.
Okay.
Well, we're all set to go. We got all the tools.
We're
going to be fine.
That'll be pretty great.
Yes, I'm looking forward
to it.
Pretty
freaking
great. Lie.
Okay, we're running out of time here because we have guests and junk on the show now. Let's see. Very briefly, a good weekend I had at home. I have no complaints about my home life, my family, etc. Saw the Billy Bob movie.
Ah.
Thought it was outstanding. Friday Night Lights.
Good.
Really like it. He's good in that movie. We had a fight. I don't even want to get into the fight that we had. The fight, what it was about, really, it has no relevance. It was one of these things husbands and wives get into all the time. I just want to say, for one time only,
right. Mm-hmm.
Without getting into a long, drawn-out monologue like I love to do about my wife and my theories on marriage after 23 years,
mm-hmm.
I won this weekend.
You mean you experienced a total victory?
I won.
Wow.
On Saturday. I laid the groundwork for the victory that was mine on Sunday.
Good.
They were married as long as I have, in the salt mines as long as I have.
Right.
This will seem like nothing to you guys just dating, or to you guys that are, you know, just maybe even married a year or something. This is it's huge for me.
That's right.
My wife left the house on Sunday, yesterday, and we had some words.
Ooh.
We had some words prior, but we had us some words.
Harsh words?
Yeah, they were, yes, Mike, sharp-edged words.
Strong words. Stinging words.
Words that bruise.
Mm-hmm.
They don't bleed, they bruise.
Bitter.
Yes. Like I felt like a banana. I was bruised like a banana.
Number six.
And normally here's how this goes.
I watched that guy on that commercial.
Normally here's how this goes. They, you know, it's like, ah, rah, 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 rah. When this happens, that's me. Ah, rah, rah, rah. This here. Ah, rah, rah, rah. Click. But I'm always screwed because I always call back and say, oh, I hate this. You know, you've heard me say this a million times. This is why I can cut right to the chase. Huh. She called me.
Really?
And get ready. I believe at some point the words I'm and sorry were actually next to each other.
Fantastic.
In an actual,
that's
otherwise run-on sentence that continued to dress me down and
you must be thrilled
and tell me what it is that I had done wrong and why she wanted to start to yell at me in the beginning and then it ended
you
up
you got an I'm sorry?
But it ended up with
wow,
I'm sorry.
Oh, first?
First time ever?
No, first you didn't say it and then she said it. She said it first?
Yeah, she said it first.
There you go.
Did you think it was a wrong number? I know I would have.
All I know is that was a sweet. Give me a chime.
Sure is.
That was a sweet victory for
oh,
me.
Oh, always nice to get the I'm sorry.
Made the weekend very nice.
Yeah.
You know, cause,
it's not a real apology. It's an I'm sorry. That's why I call it that. You get the I'm sorry. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't. Apology is too big a word for it. You get the two words. You have to really specify
and as,
those.
And as I mentioned, in the middle of this, and to call it an apology call is that's not right, because it wasn't
right.
An apology call.
I understand.
It was a state of the argument call received by me, instigated by my wife, in which she reiterated all of the reasons that I'm a jackass, but then said, based on some of my counter-arguments, I'm sorry.
That's good.
Wow. Now, it was in there.
Nicely I played done. In the league long enough to know that that's a good feeling. I've been in the league, you know, a couple of times, Don, and, you know, when I was in the league, I remembered how
that's
good
a victory,
that,
Mike.
I remember how good that felt.
That's a victory, and that set the tone for the rest of the weekend.
Oh, that's great.
So it was good before we had this little, you know, bump in the road, and then great after.
I'm going to make you feel even better. You know, there are guys that play in the league for 35, 45, 50 years and never get what you got. You know that, don't
Mike,
you?
I want to just say this. They can never take it away from me.
No, they can't. That is your W.
Isn't that what all the dumb guys say when they win the Super Bowl?
Right.
Like, who's going to try to take it away from you?
Right.
Really, Steve Young is one of the first guys that I saw. And I'm wondering, who's going to walk up to him and say, ha, you didn't win a Super Bowl?
Some of the best married guys in the world, some of the most skilled married guys in the world, you know, play an entire season. And, you know, a career.
Never get one.
And never get one of those I'm sorry.
Yeah. I got one. And I'm sure I've gotten one before. It's been a long streak for me.
And they'll play against many opponents.
Do you find that the...
They're all home games, though. No, occasionally on vacation there's an away game.
Don't you find that the I'm sorry later in your career is more satisfying since you've been at it longer?
Yeah, Mike, because...
especially when you didn't think you were ever going to get another one. You don't think you even get a chance to get that, I'm sorry.
No, and now, you know, now the future's bright.
Sure.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the next, perhaps, 48 hours.
Right.
I'm really, that's how enthusiastic I am.
What's great about getting the I'm sorry is now, occasionally, if you're at a cocktail party or at a social function, you can talk to the younger guys that are coming up and tell them how they might want to try to get given I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, you know, guys, I want to tell you something.
Say, sure. This worked for me. It might not work for you.
I also want to say something to the young guys out there.
Oh, good. More advice.
When you get one earlier in your career,
uh-huh.
For God's sakes, act like you've been there before.
Right.
Don't do the dance.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't use a prop. Don't pull out a Sharpie to sign the telephone.
Yeah, no spiking the wife.
Right. No, you know, no saluting, no kicking her into the end zone or anything.
Can't
just
be
a pro. Walk over to the marriage counselor, hand him the ball, and say, first and ten.
Right. Exactly.
That's all you do.
Exactly.
That's all you do. So anyway, it was a very good weekend.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's
thank
nice.
You, baby. If you're out there listening or not doing whatever crazy adventure it is you're doing right now. I know we're late here. I just have to mention, though, we were going to the Redskins game last night, my beautiful wife and I.
Uh-huh.
The Washington Redskins are playing the Baltimore Ravens.
Big game.
Want to go to the game. I've mentioned before, and I'm going to try to do this like my talking about my wife. I'm going to try to condense and not give you the same lecture about parking at FedEx Field. Okay. I know there are NFL venues all over the country, and parking is ridiculous. Last night, it is 6:15. We're in the car at the gas station, waiting to go to the game. On our way, we just left our little community. Robbie calls. Rob Spielberger does the announcing. Says, hey, listen, now this is 2 hours and 15 minutes before the game. He said, I just want to give you a heads up. There's no more parking. It's already full.
Apparently they started tailgating at like 2, and I would blame this on the Baltimore fans, because you don't see a lot of tailgating at a Redskins game,
mm-hmm.
but you pull in and you just saw roads that would start and stop of cars, and you have to drive 3 gates to get to a spot.
And here's my... When I mentioned the problems I had with the Redskins, beyond last season, uh-huh. when they towed my car illegally and damaged my car right. so they could squeeze another car in,
right.
this year what they're doing is parking people in, putting people where they shouldn't go, and God damn it, as a season ticket holder, part of the reason I'm not going to the game is...
So the little guy's running the parking like he's running the team.
I'm not getting... Here's the thing. Tell me this, Snyder. I didn't even bother to go last night because I heard the parking was awful. When I went to the Monday night game, I pay for orange parking. That's not the super expensive. That's not the cheapest. But I pay an extra fee on top of the goddamn money I pay for the ticket.
Right.
Imagine my thrill when I get to the game and I'm told the orange lot is full. please move around this way to gate E, where I ended up getting blocked in some other section. Here's my complaint with this guy. When that stadium was built, you little son of a bitch, when that stadium was built, it held about 77,000 people, 80,000 tops. You rat bastard. You've sold every inch possible for advertising and squeezed out every possible inch to get another 20,000 seats in the stadium.
Wow.
Because you've got to be the guy with the most people in your stadium in the NFL, Daniel Snyder. That's great. You can get 92,000 people in the freaking stadium. You have parking for tops 65,000. Tops.
Is there any solution?
No. And I'm not...
Is there any way of fixing this at all?
And I'm one of the people that's got it allegedly good because I pay the extra money for the good parking.
Uh-huh.
There are some people who have to park because he's... See, here's the thing. He's got so much money. You can't tell me this guy couldn't buy out some land, mm-hmm. by the stadium and make parking. No. What he does is he's got just the parking around the stadium, which is already screwed up. Then if you've got tickets but you haven't paid him the extra money for the parking that I get that now doesn't work,
right.
What you have to do is you pay to park 2 miles away from the stadium,
mm-hmm.
and then the Redskins charge you $25 to take a shuttle bus.
They charge $25?
Yes, to take a shuttle bus from the parking spot.
Man, I know it's the new standards, man. I almost used a bad word there.
I'm not kidding.
You mean to get it each person? Wait a minute. This is important stuff because I just heard it. If I'm going to a game with my kids, I got to pay $25 for me and my two kids to get on the shuttle bus?
Yes.
I have to pay $75 to take my family.
Well, I don't know what the charge is for parking where you are parking.
If I have to take the shuttle. Three people on the shuttle.
I think it's $25 both ways. It's a one-time fee.
But per person.
I don't know.
Okay. I wish somebody would enlighten me.
All I know is that...
It's ridiculous.
Apparently, I'm the only guy that's bothered by this.
I don't even go to the games I'm bothered by.
I hear lots of people complain about how bad the team is doing.
No, here's the deal.
As they do in all of our
that
cities.
Too. The experience is rated by everybody I talk to that go to FedEx Field as the worst sporting experience ever had.
Do you know what? Here's my priorities in life. Family, God, really, believe it or not, on this goddamn show, that's true. Next... would be radio. I love radio.
Okay.
Right next to it is my passion for football.
Right.
I love being a season ticket holder. I love putting on the clothes and going to the game. It's not right when I'm thinking about, I guess I'll leave $300 this week because it's too much of a hassle to go to the freaking game.
So you bagged it. You actually said it's such a hassle there.
Wow.
You've got great seats.
Because Rob gave us the heads up, mm-hmm. 2 hours and 15 minutes before kickoff when we were on the way there. Rob said, forget it. And when I was there for the Monday night game, I guess the people that go are so grateful that they're able to buy tickets, they don't care that they get parked in. I mean, is it normal to say if you're going to go to a football game, you got to leave your house 4 hours early? I'm talking about if you're not a tailgater.
Right.
And you got to plan on staying either in your car or at the stadium for 2 to 3 hours after the game to be
making the total time commitment. What, 11, 12 hours for one game?
Yeah. Listen, Snyder, it's simple, dude. You want to feel every nook and cranny? That's great. That's your right. Build the freaking parking.
Well, build a garage.
Little man.
Build a bunch of garages.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Dom, what's up? I got some insight on why the parking's so bad.
Well, I know why the parking's so bad. He's got 92,000 seats and not enough parking for everybody.
Yeah, I know. When he did the last parking expansion, you're supposed to have one parking spot for every four seats. Well, he didn't bother to do that, and he's in trouble a little bit with the PG County Board of Stadium Authority.
He ought to be in trouble with everybody.
Excellent. How come I never hear any people bitching about this?
People take it.
Hello, Paul.
Dynamite, what's up?
Hey,
I want to let you know it's $25 per vehicle, not per person, when you do the paid parking deal.
So if you're just a fan, it's a $25. And to me, that's, you know, I've got to be honest, that's in line with other NFL stadium. If you're in one of these satellite lots, Is it $25 and then you get on the shuttle, and or is there more money?
No, it's just $25. Like when you pull into, it's like business buildings back there. You pull in, you hand the person $25, they give you this little ticket, and you go park like 5 miles away.
And then how long do you have to wait? How long once you get out of your car does it take you to get from there to the stadium?
The last game I went to, it took me about an hour.
Once you got to the stadium area and paid your $25.
Right.
It's really helping.
Okay,
now,
that's
it's
good.
About an hour and a half or 2 hours to get back to your car, and then you got to wait in traffic again.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's great. Because they love football and
Katie.
They love the skin.
Hello, Katie.
Hi. Don, I want to agree with you about how ridiculous things have gotten. I'm a season ticket holder. I love the Redskins. We go out, we tailgate, we have a great time. But it's just between the parking situation, the fact that all those people are crammed in now, you can't move down on the lower level during halftime. If you need to get something, you know, to eat or drink or go to the bathroom, you got to miss part of the game.
I mean, that's the problem.
I'd like to tell everybody that has been exploited, because the Washington Redskins fans are some of the greatest sports fans in all of sport. There's no question about this. You've been, and I'm saying this to all of you, you've been exploited. You've been completely taken advantage of
every game,
and somebody's got to make a stand for this, because it's gotten completely out of hand.
Hello, there. Here's James. Oh, we got a break. We're so late. I'm sorry, James.
Yeah.
You know, here's the only thing, James. Before you say something, I go on about this because I know that someone at the Redskins is going to call over here and complain about it.
Right.
That I know that I'm not just some jerk disc jockey saying something on a radio station, although I am.
Mm-hmm.
We are the radio station that's the flagship for the Redskins.
Yes.
So they're going to call over and go, why can't you shut that guy up? And maybe at one point someone will say, well, what was he bitching about today?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe then someone will wake Snyder up.
Nice.
You know.
Yeah, instead of trying to strong arm us to get us to shut up. Maybe they need to really address these issues. I mean, really address these.
Anyway, James.
Yeah, there was a write-up in the Washington Post last week about this. It was saying, you know, one car per four people. And he said there was about 5,100 seats that they have to move now due to zoning rules and regulations. So.
All right, well, thank you for totally stopping the show.
Fascinating. What was that?
Heck, I do not know. I do not know. Hold on. One more. Andrew, and you're the last person.
Hey, Don, what's even worse is that the bastard won't even let you walk to the stadium. He's outlawed that. You can't park away and then walk.
Oh, yeah.
The county cops will stop you.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. And that's how they get you, Mike. If you park in one of these satellite lots, which incidentally is, and this is a local reference, no one will get this except Mike and people who live here. The stadium is on the inside of the Beltway.
Right.
You know where the Cap Center used to be?
Yeah, on the outside of the Beltway.
Right. So if you wanted to park by the Cap Center,
right.
You know there's that bridge?
Yeah, right.
Snyder won't let you walk over the bridge. Now, he's going to say it's because
like
he's concerned about safety, but it's really so he can get $25 out of you to take the shuttle from the Cap Center for a bridge that's about a half mile long that goes over the Beltway to get to the FedEx Field.
Amazing.
I mean, this is too inside, too Washington, D.C. for everybody, but it stinks on ice, man.
It's a shame. You know, back to the old place, old RFK Stadium. Wasn't it a walk in the park? I mean, you take Metro down there, you take the subway down there. It was crowded, but it was manageable.
How
it was
supposed to be. You got enough money to hire the greatest coach of all time, to hire all the players. You go to the goddamn stadium. It's not a football atmosphere. It's like going to the movies. But when I say that, you know, when you go to the movies, how you are negatively influenced by the fact that you have to sit through television commercials
right. When
you go to the movies?
Yes.
Imagine at a football game where he's already killing you on the parking and the ticket prices. You got to sit through ads. Ads that are this loud!
True.
And plus, I didn't go to the game last night.
You couldn't, really.
I didn't go to the game. Boy, I'm less than a fan. I didn't go to the game.
Yeah.
Didn't go to the game. Yeah.
Well, it's frustrating and
I wonder what Shirley Jones has to say about this.
But she
That's
agrees.
All I can say. But I had a great weekend. Other than that, a great Grade A weekend.
Good for you.
Yeah, we really did. And Mike is, he's getting his massage.
I saw a celebrity over the weekend.
Who's that?
I saw Britt Hume of Fox, the Dan Rather of Fox News.
Yeah, I was going to say, be careful with that word celebrity. with that tool.
You know, I saw him and he sounded like that. And he let us, I played through his group out on the golf course.
Oh, very nice.
Played through him.
Good.
He was way out in my neck of the woods. He was out in the sticks.
Was he hitting it to the left or to the right, Mike? Or was he hitting it fair and balanced right down the middle?
He consistently hit it to the right, sir.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, what a great audience. Weren't they too much?
They were really out of sight. I bet we could have stayed out there taking vows all night.
Danny, there's more to life than taking vows.
Not when you're an egomaniac with grease paint in your blood.
It's not grease paint anymore. It's pancake. And it's not your blood. As a matter of fact, most of it's on the front of your shirt.
Showing you're talented, who needs to be neat? The Don and Mike Show.
Rather precocious, wasn't he?
They share common interests. Don and Mike.
Yeah, look at him now.
Yeah, well, it's not about Danny Bonaducci.
No.
It's about Shirley Jones.
Yes, it is.
And what a lady Shirley Jones is.
Oh, my God.
I mean that. Really, besides being the Partridge Family mom, you know, hot number. Not that she's not nice today, but in the day, talk about movie star.
Oh, yeah.
Broadway star. And also,
I want to make sure that I've got it right when I'm, because I saw, I'm one of the first things I put on my little high def network was Music Man, and I think she stars with Robert Preston, the Music Man.
And, of course, she was that mini-skirted mom.
Yes, she was.
Are you there, Shirley?
I'm here.
Oh, Shirley Jones, everybody.
Hear all of your words.
Yeah.
Shirley, was that your first big movie? Was Music Man your first big movie?
No, Oklahoma.
Yeah, okay, Oklahoma. I always get them confused, and they're
Oklahoma,
both...
then Carousel, then The Music Man, the three musicals.
You were the go-to person when they needed the female lead for those Broadway musicals.
I guess.
Blockbusters. You were fantastic in all of them.
Just the movies, though, you know. I never really did them on the stage.
Oh. What can I say? I love you long time. In 1969, when your TV show came on, I was 11.
You were?
I was, and I know that back then... Although it was popular to like Susan Day, I always thought that the mom...
You were directing your affection Shirley's way?
Yeah.
That's nice to hear.
Those velour, like, jumpsuits
right,
that the Partridge Family
suits,
wore.
Right.
Yeah, the velvet suits. Loved you. Love, you know, you are... I don't want to embarrass you with your age, but you're over 40.
And, oh, yes.
And, you know, really... Sure.
Yes, I am way over 40.
But I've seen you on the TV recently.
You're getting all wound up here. You're getting all hot and bothered with Shirley on the show.
Well, I want to tell you a fantasy moment that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And No.
Is this something you can relay on the radio?
This is fine with the FCC.
All right.
I may be the only guy who ever watched the Drew Carey Show.
Right.
Now, you know why I watched the Drew Carey Show on occasions?
Mm-hmm.
They had a funny / taboo storyline where Shirley Jones was Drew's lover.
Right.
Really?
Yes.
And
I want to say this. This is a compliment. You pulled it off. It is totally, totally believable.
Well, I had a great time. You know, I did three shows with Drew. And, of course, the funniest part about this is that Marion Ross was his mother. And one of the shows, she was there, you know, she came to dinner to meet his girlfriend, and guess who?
Anyway,
and of course, that's the mom from Happy Days, too.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, you got TV history right
there.
It was very funny.
Great with all that. There's so many things I would like to ask you. I know that you're promoting, the VH1 show.
Right, the new Partridge Family, In Search Of.
Oh. Right. And we'll let you get all of your plugs in.
That's okay.
Are you sick of being known as Mrs. Partridge?
Well, you know, I really am not. I mean, I had a great time, almost five years doing the show. I really did. It was great. But, you know, the powers that be, I'd done almost 40 motion pictures and any number of television movies before the Partridge Family.
Right.
And everybody said, don't do a television series because it'll kill your movie career. Well, it did.
Wow. They were right.
That is the case, because you become that person, but I have no regrets whatsoever.
But back in the day when you did do those movies, and you know, what's neat is, I was just telling Don, I put, with my 9-year-old, my 7-year-old, I put them in front of, you know, the TV occasionally, we call it the babysitter once in a while, and
right.
I put on, I have this new high-def channel, and it's a high-definition television, and the Music Man is on. And I put them down, and bingo. I mean, they are in front of the TV for the entire thing.
Yeah,
riveted.
Nice.
Golden boy.
Riveted.
Well, that movie,
to that.
You know, appeals to just about every age group.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
It's such a wonderful movie, and it's such a true reality of that time and that place. You know, Meredith Wilson grew up in Mason City, and, you know, what he did was just genius.
And back in the day, when you were getting those roles, you got them all. You got all the big ones. And was it basically because of your voice? Is that
not... I guess. The interesting thing is, you know, I never really did it on the stage. I mean, all the ladies that created the roles on the stage were not too happy with the fact that I got the movies,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I think I was at the right place at the right time. I looked, you know, right for it, and I was always able to sing. So.
How old were you? I'll ask one more question about the big movies that you did early in your career. How old were you when you did Oklahoma?
18
years old.
Wow.
18. I was just out of high school.
That's great.
I was on my way to college, stopped off in New York, auditioned for Rodgers and Hammerstein, and within a year, I went into South Pacific on the stage, and within the year, I was doing the lead in Oklahoma.
That's incredible.
I was just... throw out some names. These are all people you know. Some of them came from your loins. Just tell me your thoughts on them. Most of them, I'm hoping, will be good. Jack Cassidy.
Jack who?
Jack. All right.
Did you say?
Let's move past him. How about David and Sean?
David and Sean. Well, David's my stepson, and Sean is my firstborn.
Yes.
And, they're both incredibly talented guys and marvelous people, by the way. You know, David and I are working together again, doing this VH1
right
deal, and we've been working every weekend for the last month and a half.
Shirley, I didn't mean to sound like I didn't know. I mean, I probably know more than your GYN does. Of course, I knew that. I knew that you were David's stepmom.
Right.
I mean, I'm aware of that. These are just the names that our listeners would have heard of. And now, I don't know if this next name is...
I like this game, incidentally.
A shaky one or not. Marty Ingalls.
Oh, it's a crazy husband that I've been married to for 27 years.
So you're still married?
Oh, yeah.
Because
you and Marty have had a really 27-year marriage with one of the best marriages in Hollywood. That's the way it's known,
well,
right?
Well, basically, we've had our ups and downs, of course. I've filed for divorce once.
Right. That's what we were talking about it on the show the other day.
I did.
And we were trying to keep track of where that was. And we said, didn't they split up once and we weren't sure?
We were separated for, over a year.
Right. Wasn't that, maybe not that one, but another time... Weren't you guys like doing a dinner theater somewhere, and we had read that the tickets weren't going well, so that this whole thing about you and him was being made to get some press?
No, not at all.
Am I the only one that remembers that?
Although, I think, yes, we were doing love letters, is what you're talking about.
Yeah, love letters, right.
Doing love letters all up and down the West Coast, and... it was right after we got back together after the separation, and Marty, who is a publicity nut, I mean, you know, he goes to the opening of a door, decided, this is the truth of the matter, decided to say in print, you know, are they going to show up or not?
So surely that's what I do remember.
What you remember.
So you're still married to crazy Marty Ingalls.
Oh, yeah. You know, I like challenges. And I'm never bored, let me put it that way. I never know what he's going to do next, but I'm never bored.
That's great.
What did you do this weekend? You're Shirley Jones. What did you do? I mean, did you do non-showbiz related stuff? What did you do this weekend?
Well, you know, I'm doing the VH1 thing, so we work weekends. But I worked all day Sunday. And Saturday, I have a house up in Big Bear Lake, and we drove up there. I love it up there, and I try to get there as often as I can.
Is that just you and Marty?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Does Marty, if I could ask...
And I had my grandsons over to swim, my two... Patrick's little boys, they're 9 and 6.
Oh, I forgot about Patrick. I'm sorry for not mentioning his name.
Yes, you didn't mention Patrick.
No,
Or Ryan.
You know, you got a ton of them. does Marty have to take the little blue pill?
The little blue pill?
The little blue pill.
Well, he has it, but let me tell you this, he won't take it.
Would you
He's
like
afraid of medication.
Oh, really?
But Shirley, would you like him to take it?
Of course.
Of course she would.
Oh, that is great.
Of course she would. Well, listen, ma'am, I don't want to call you ma'am. But
I want
to call you honey.
I want to tell Shirley one story, because she won't remember, of course, but we remember. Do you remember when we saw at LAX, we were in Los Angeles, and we saw Shirley Jones at the airport?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you missed us by about a split second. You were walking in. But
really?
you had a car full of idiots, all men, in this car, just going, that's Shirley Jones! That's Shirley Jones!
up, and I think that the windows were rolled up with the air conditioning on, so it would have sounded something like. But we
I don't remember that.
You were one of them.
Of course you don't remember.
Thank God you don't, Shirley. But you were. It was a memory for us. It was a wonderful celebrity sighting. It was delightful.
Well, we are big fans of yours.
Yes,
and. Good luck with everything. Good luck with this VH1 show.
Yeah, I'm also doing a tour with Robert Goulet.
Oh, Goulet?
We love Goulet.
Bobby Goulet. Are you coming? Are you coming to the nation's capital?
No, we're going to be in Baltimore for a week.
Oh, that's very close. Now, Baltimore's close.
We're in Baltimore for a week in December.
Shirley, I know that you must speak to tons of DJs, but if you do mention the name Don and Mike to Robert Goulet, I swear to God, he knows us.
Okay, good. I will.
I have an autographed picture of Robert Goulet, and he wrote the funniest thing that I think's ever been written to me on an autograph. He said, "To Mike, thanks for keeping my career dormant." Robert Goulet, and I will never forget that as long
That's
as I
funny.
Live.
And surely we had when we had one of those Cowsills on a while ago. They mentioned that they were doing that.
Yeah, I did. You know, they did a show to raise money for their brother.
Right.
And I came down to the theater, and I kind of talked to everybody and met everybody and talked about, what they were doing and so forth. So it was great fun because I'd never met them,
That's nice.
And on the Partridge Family Records, it's specifically like I Think I Love You. Are you singing on that?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the background, but I am singing on it. But I'm in the back. You know, David became the lead singer. And right. But every record and every album that we did, I was there.
Cool. So are you distinguishable? I mean, is your track up high enough when you get to the chorus that we could pick out your voice, or is it just you?
I doubt it very much. You know, I did the doo-wah-doo-wahs in the background, mostly.
Oh, you did the doo-wah-doo-wahs?
Right.
And the new VH1 show, how's that going, and is it what you expected it would be?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's more than I expected. I'm not thrilled with reality television. But when they told me what this was going to be and that it would be done in good taste as much as they can do that.
Oh, you believe them?
Yeah. And actually, they have done it that way. It's really good.
Good.
We've been working for a month and a half every weekend now, and the show's on every Sunday night at 9 o'clock on VH1. And we have one more show to pick the Partridge Family. That's next Sunday.
Are you happy so far with the recruits that you have?
Yeah, very much. Mm-hmm. Very much. It's fun. It's great fun, you know.
Why do you think it is that Susan Day will not get involved with this?
I don't really know, to tell you the truth, and frankly, I don't care.
Very good.
That's kind of like your
dead cat. I don't understand it, but, that's her decision.
Well, that it seems that I guess I shouldn't have brought up JC the other one, but other than that, would you rate this a pleasurable experience?
You mean talking to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
Thank God. All right. Very
That's
good.
All I care about.
It's important.
Yes,
Shirley.
I would.
Very good, Shirley.
And listen, a pleasure talking to you, Shirley.
You too, guys.
Okay.
And take care. Anytime.
When you come to this area with Goulet.
Oh, we'd love to get you and Goulet on the show.
Well, listen, we're going to be in Baltimore. Why don't we work on it?
Yeah, okay. We'll do it. We'd even send you a car and pay for the Subway sandwiches.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Shirley.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, oh, cool. That sexy mini skirted mom.
Uh-huh. She was sexy. The first who was really sexy and had the wholesome thing going at the same time.
Uh-huh. I'm not kidding. I was 11. Watched that show. To me, Susan Day looked, although I did not know the word at the time.
I hate to say it. I mean, I wouldn't say it. Surely on the show. Susan Day was the one.
She looked anorexic to me.
Yeah.
So then my choices were either the other daughter, who...
Yeah, that's not good, no.
I thought about it. I thought, she's cute and all, but...
I mean, you passed. That's the important thing.
But she's a redhead.
Yeah.
And I don't like redheads, so I just...
And I tried to keep the Broadway...
Mini-skirted mom.
I tried to keep the Broadway questions down to a dull roar there, even though I do love those. I love those musicals, those film musicals.
I always had a thing for Reuben.
Reuben Kincaid.
And on this...
We didn't ask her about Danny. Oh, that's good. We intended not to.
Oops, hold on. Not that. No, about... the thing about the VH1 show, of which they sent us a tape of, and I watched a couple minutes of in the office, they all look kind of the way that they look. You've seen enough of David Cassidy right. And even Danny Bonaduce to know what he looks like now. Reuben Kincaid...
Oh, huge.
He... He does not look good.
Oh, dear.
Really?
And also, no,
not that Dave Madden was ever a handsome guy to begin with.
But gravity has taken its toll.
Yeah, and age and everything else.
David Cassidy always looks surprised now.
A little bit of work done.
Yeah. Listen, phone scan. That's what this music means. Phone scan your line. Unscreen calls. 877-365-36. If you're calling from Canada, where it's Thanksgiving. If that makes any sense. 800-636-1067. And DC 202-432-1067.
All right.
That was Shirley Jones, and your calls are coming
this
right up.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Just stop for a second to say, everybody listening to us in America,
yes,
this is one screwed up day in Canada.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Thanksgiving today.
We're heard in Canada.
Right. We are.
Which is why you're hearing this tape now.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, Trisley, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you helped Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
That was one of the things we really thought about.
What?
I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
That's for you, Canada. Happy Thanksgiving. Right. Don and Mike Show. Do we want to get right? Hello. 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 You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munchies.
Happy Thanksgiving, Canada. Get ready to go shopping tomorrow.
And, hey, let's not forget Happy Columbus Day, too.
Oh, that's right. Stop.
Thank God.
Everybody, just stop for one second.
You know, celebrate that holiday, thank God.
You, boy, do not approach the mic when we've not even played the bumper.
I was excited with the joke.
I know you're excited about the joke.
Sorry.
The joke.
I'll go sit down.
See what you're making me do?
He's wound up today.
I had to throw something at you.
He's wound up today.
You're like Charlie M. You made Charlie M come to the microphone before the bumper? We go through the whole thing, and Mike's allowed to get his aside in, because unlike you, Mike has headphones on.
Thank you, Charlie M.
And here's, and right as it goes to Dude Walker, all I hear is... Okay, what was it?
Well, that everyone in Canada has to get ready to go shopping tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
Busy shopping.
The Don and Mike Show.
His cheeks are red again.
Thank you, See, now you can talk there. You don't talk here.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Then I play the other tape, the one about the Mondays thing, right?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
And right here is where you open your mouth.
I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you today. Thanks to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
So, Rob, I understand you have an entertaining story for us.
Yes, for people in Canada. As you know, it's Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure they get ready to go shopping tomorrow.
You know, he continues.
Yeah. He continues to babble.
In the background.
Incessantly.
It's a great movie.
He doesn't know what to do. 877-365-3636 from America. Canada, 800-636-1067. Actually, I should cut the boy some slack. He's had an extraordinary weekend.
Oh, dear.
With his family. A good weekend, right, Ron?
Yes, very good.
Oh, good. Very, very yes. good weekend.
Wow. That's a good thing.
Also, lots and lots of family.
How's Carrie?
Who?
And tomorrow's your anniversary, you bastard.
Yes, 8 years.
8 long years.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Hey.
Yeah, whatever.
I hope you make it.
Round of applause.
I hope you make it.
Don't clap yet.
I hope you make it.
Yeah, it might be early.
Still only 7.
All I know is, see, this is how I know that the boy, no wonder he's letting off some pressure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rob won't say this. He's got a lot of people at his house right now.
Yeah.
A lot of family members at his house. And one of the times over the weekend when we were talking, I figured out about 5 minutes into the conversation that Rob was speaking to me in some kind of code that indicated, now you tell me what I can say here, what I can't.
It's my mother-in-law broke her arm.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Ladder? How'd that happen?
I paid Buzz off. No, she slipped and fell, and she broke her wrist, her arm, and
got all this slipping and falling around you two guys.
So careless. Yeah. So horribly careless. But we have her up for the week, which is cool, but it's just an extra body in the house. And, you know, with two kids running around, Robert had quite a morning.
And Big Daddy.
And Big Daddy, who, by the way, we had the whole family. I mean, the whole family in yesterday because
Oh, really?
Big Daddy turns 90 tomorrow.
Wow. Happy birthday, Big Daddy.
Happy birthday, Big Daddy. But, yeah, so it's quite a weekend. I couldn't wait to get back to work.
Sure.
So, anyway, we're talking on the phone, and at one point I said, you can't talk, can you? And he said, no. I said,
and that was the tone.
I
can't.
How are things going? Well, they're real crowded. Carrie's doing a super job of keeping everything organized, and that's when I realized, hold on,
She's right there.
I said, I'll talk to you later.
Carrie Kay is a earhead.
Gotcha, gay.
And I just kept blinking, hoping you could see the blinking eyes.
Outre ilway upper say.
I just realized when you say gotcha in Pig Latin, it's Acha gay.
Acha gay.
Acha gay.
Yeah.
Acha gay.
Of course it is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello. We started the music there. Hi, phone scan.
Hello.
Hello. And listen, count down to Mike's massage bed payoff. Now less than 45 minutes.
Wow.
Until Mike gets
on. Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Hello,
one-hour massage.
Hello, Rob. Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
To Robert and Dennis. Yes. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. I hope it's a good series, but the Yankees are going to kick ass over your Boston Red Sox.
Mike, you know what? See, this is part of the privilege now.
Yeah.
We root for the Red Sox now.
Right. Thank you.
Yankee fans, scum.
Yeah, see you later, scum.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
That's all I have to say. I don't have to go to an elaborate defense like I used to because I got all the... I got backup, baby.
You do? Hey, we got your back now, Mike.
I got backup.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Right.
hey. Hey, Mike?
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, did you get a glimpse of Pedro's midget?
Yeah. I have not
seen the dwarf yet. You mean even I have seen Pedro's midget?
No, I have not seen the dwarf.
Wow.
I do have a question for you, though.
Yes.
And this is just an opinion. I need to know what your thoughts are on it. If Pedro blows his first game, do you think he'll whack that midget over the head with a bat? And if he does, will he turn into 100 golden coins?
I thought it was 40 gold coins, but I'm not sure.
Right. That's Patton Oswalt.
And remember, if you lose a fight to a midget, you become one.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's right. That's why.
Wow.
That's before, because at the beginning of time, there was only one midget, and he got into fights with people.
Rob.
So that's how I have
it. Here you go. Rob has just written a joke. There's a great Macy's parade this morning on Canadian TV.
He's still with the Canadian
thing. He keeps trying.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Nobody saw it because they were all driving.
Hello.
Hello, Mike, Radio God.
Howdy, you're on the air.
How you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Hey, when are you going to be capturing the Los Angeles radio market?
Let me see. That would be the 17th of never.
Never!
17th
never.
Of never. Right.
Hey, one thing for Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz, you might know me. I'm that crazy truck driver between Fresno and Sacramento.
I vaguely remember, yes.
Very good. You guys have a wonderful day.
That's all we needed.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking in.
That was
good. Buzz was worried.
As I look your way,
yes.
I must ask.
Yes.
Have you removed a shirt?
I have. I took off the T-shirt because I was getting very hot in here, and I didn't want you to see me sweating again.
Buzz has like a pullover. And underneath the pullover,
looks like Jack LaLanne.
What the hell are you wearing?
You're wearing nothing underneath. You're like,
now, yes, just the jacket.
You're wearing nothing underneath there.
Right.
It's
right.
It's like one of those pull-up, what is that, like a cotton number, something like that you've
got. Yeah, it's a jersey, you know, zip-up.
Are you still hot? Because we could cut the nipples out of that for you.
No, I'm very comfortable now.
So you're basically wearing a sweatsuit without anything underneath.
Well, on top, yes, right.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of nudity around here today.
Yes, feel free.
Hello.
Everybody seems to be stripping down.
Let me say this. It's very Newton-ish. Very
Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
Well, like also, I said, I started out with a T-shirt, but it got worn.
And also before he got fat, very Jerry-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, very Jerry Lewis-ish.
What now? If you were hot, why didn't you just take off the sweat jacket and just wear the T-shirt?
I've been through the nightmare of just wearing the T-shirt before.
Oh, he didn't want to be harassed by his coworkers for wearing the extra small T-shirt.
Was it a white T-shirt?
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right.
We'd have fist fights, and I'd end up at the short end
of
that
stick. It's the Newton factor.
I took up karate because I wanted to kill my brother.
Donka Shane.
Thank you, Wayne. And here we go.
I really did.
Don and Mike show hello. Phone scan.
Yeah, this is a question for Mike. I got two of them.
Well, let's see if we can get through it.
Yeah. Number one, will you be drinking on the...
All right, I hung up on that guy, Mike. That's not me dumping out. That's just a bad caller.
The answer was yes and no.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, I just want to say I love Mike.
Well, I love you too, baby. And I think I'm very, very distracted right now. I really am just thinking about one thing, is just getting this over with.
I thought America loved a winner. I was the winner in this bet.
Yes. America loves, I thought America loves the underdog.
I've been very humble in this whole thing.
That's why I call you Mr. Humility.
You've been a good winner.
I've been very humble.
Right.
Where's my Jerry
Mr. Humility. My God.
Hello, Don and Mike show. No, I feel for you today, too. That's a tough...
It's very difficult. As it gets closer to it,
great.
I'm just more and more ooged out.
I'm nervous. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hey, is this Red Roof Inn?
Hold on, are you doing a joke, dude?
No, I'm waiting for the shuttle. Where's the shuttle?
Are you doing like a Redskins thing?
Oh, this is Joe, but I want to know...
What's your last name, Joe? Joe, when you checked into our hotel, what credit card did you use?
Well, I don't have it with me, but...
Mike, I never should have done that. I'm sorry.
No.
Didn't
know.
I'm sorry.
That was totally spontaneous.
I am very sorry.
That was very, very spontaneous. You know what? It was deserved.
I figured once I went in with the first, I had to follow with it.
Yeah,
but I hit the button myself.
Yeah. Everything got caught. We're not supposed to do that anymore.
We're safe. That's on me.
That's right. But boy, did he deserve it.
So the guy is... here's what happened. The guy calls...
He's doing some shtick, but he doesn't have any point.
Yeah, I think
so. The guy's like... I'm looking at the Red Roof Inn. I'm a client.
I have the shuttle, a
reservation. Yeah. Right. So I said, "What credit card?" I don't know how much of this got on the air. And he said, "American Express." I said, "Great. What's the number?"
I don't have it with me.
He's just doing a bit. He's lying to us, and it's not funny. And
then
I angry.
Called him a nasty name and told him to go.
Called him an AW.
And then I.
Threw and then it you in thought the... you called him an AW, and then you told him the FO. Jerry!
Sorry, that was me being a bad, bad winner.
But don't you think he really did deserve it?
Oh, that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to stand up for you. I'd have to be your character witness on that one.
No, but we get
that
fired.
Guy was just, you know.
I can't be doing that.
Gotta be careful.
I gotta watch that. Well, that's why I got, thank God, unlike Dennis Murphy, I got two hands.
Thank God.
I can hit the dumb button.
Yeah, we gotta back up.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Huh?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hello again.
What?
Hello again, everybody.
What is this?
This is Harry Carey.
Oh, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike
no,
show.
No, not again.
Hello.
How are you anyway?
Hi, how are you anyway? Hi there.
This is for Mike. Mike, have you heard of the Sons of Sam Horn message board?
Yeah, but you know what? I've tried to get on the Sons of Sam Horn message board, and I find it very difficult to negotiate.
Is it a porno site?
No, Sam Horn's a player for the Red Sox, and it's like a website where you know, sometimes Kurt Schilling logs on there, sometimes John Henry, the owner, does. And I can't negotiate it, so I gave up. Well, I mean, do you get on there on a regular basis?
I didn't go on there to look at the messages. I don't really post. But
I heard the gay porno site. I really did.
Hell, the horn.
Recently, all the playoff, like, they have message threads for all the playoff games, and all of them have been started by Kurt Schilling.
Oh, really? See, he really does get on there.
Yeah. I thought it was a really cool thing for him to do.
Well, it's right after he went to the Red Sox, he actually was one of the few guys in any sport that got onto this, like, fan, you know, based website, and he just chats. He just talks about it. He's into being on the Boston Red Sox, and it's very cool.
Good for you who believe it's really him all those times. Good for you that don't think it's just some secretary or some schmuck.
No, that's something we do, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, and we will. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah. Who's going to be playing us tonight?
Hello, you're on the air. Hi there.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I wanted to apologize to you guys.
Thank you very much. Apology accepted.
Thank you.
Go in peace. Do not sin again.
Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
It's the best way to handle that when somebody does that.
And listen, I'm sure whatever he wanted to say, I'm sure he was wrong and we were right.
Oh, yeah. And if this applies to family members, if you're at a cocktail party, whatever the circumstances are, somebody walks up and goes, hey, listen, I wanted to apologize to you. You stop right there and go, apology accepted. Right. See you later.
Yeah, Who wants to hear what it was? Maybe you didn't know what it was.
You hear what it was, you get mad again.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That's right.
Dan. Mike.
Yes.
This is Pat Gass from...
Oh, come on. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. All the junior impressionists are calling today.
Mimic Monday.
Given the circumstance.
Hey, here's the nickname. It's Loud Radio Guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hello? Hey. Yes. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. You guys rock. I just wanted to say that, and Boston Red Sox rock. Yes.
You're a moron. Thank you.
Hi. Yes, I am.
Don and Mike Show. Robert Mailman's here for his massage. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Hold on. You're Rob's finger guy.
What?
Gotcha. That's a good ear on that
busted
one.
Busted you. I busted you, right?
You catch him every time.
No, wrong.
No, you are Rob's finger guy. I guarantee it.
What's that mean?
Do you want to keep him on to see where it was going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
You're hot.
Stop that.
Hey, Buzz.
Sir.
Will you narrate Mike's massage with your sexy music and your sexy voice?
See what you're doing now. No. You're pulling an audible. Okay. I do still believe that this is Rob's finger guy.
There's only one way to find out because he won't be able to get away without doing it. Would you like to say hi to Rob?
Hey, Pumpkinhead.
Is there anything you... would like to say to Rob?
I'm not his finger guy. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're just another, you guys, just another
usually,
creep.
You usually get the crap, but not this time.
Huh. All right, well, I'll stand up and say.
Well, you're still creepy.
Mistaken.
Man, this is Mr. Rogers' exceedingly tall son.
You are a creepy guy.
I know.
I know. He knows.
I play the part.
Have you ever thought about being Buzz's finger guy?
What's Buzz's finger guy?
No. You? Oh. Doesn't exist. No. You're fired.
Bye-bye.
How are you, Buzz?
Don and Mike. Boy, I called that one wrong. Hello, Don and Mike. Good thing I wasn't on that guy's jury.
In a way, you were right.
Hello?
In a way, you wanted the finger guy to call.
Hello? Look at your fingers, Mike. Think where they're going to be in just 20 minutes from now.
Thanks.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Thanks, Mr. Humility.
Touching.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Nine days, Jerry. When you hot.
Oh, God.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I got a request for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Can he sing the Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song with a Canadian accent?
What?
No.
You know, do you... never mind. I'm not even going to ask.
Don't say it again.
No. Oh, no.
You wanted to almost.
No. No, there was no profanity in this.
Oh, no. How about this?
No, I was just wondering, you know what...
Do you know who that was?
No.
That was Charlie M.
Don't make me do this.
Don't make me be a bad guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Bo Scan.
Hey, Joe. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Brian from Kennebunk in Red Sox Nation.
Ah, that's a beautiful town, too.
Mike, I want to thank you for what you're doing on behalf of all of Red Sox Nation.
Thank you very much, sir. So much.
Making another stupid bet.
No, he's going through what the Red Sox have to go through. They have to go into the armpit of the world and go into the Bronx.
Yeah.
And play in front of all those Neanderthals. But this will be the year.
The year they have to go to the armpit. Play in front of those Neanderthals.
Yes, you're the last caller. What's your name, my friend?
Brian.
And Brian, where are you from? In New England, where are you from?
I'm calling from Kennebunk, Maine, listening on 970 AM WZAN.
That's a great radio station. Great signal on that AM.
You've been a Red Sox fan all your life?
Yeah, my license plate says Gobo Sox.
Did Yaz ever
try? That's a tough, man. That is a tough license plate to get up in Maine.
Yaz ever try to come on to you?
Stop it!
Yaz doesn't do that kind of thing.
Yes, he does. Yaz
is a
fan.
You're thinking of Joe Gibbs.
He didn't touch you? Well, Yaz? Incidentally, for anyone who's keeping track of the support for the Red Sox.
Well, Mike, I'm sorry.
That lasted, let's see, I've got... Let me see, that's 3-4. That 1 hour and 43 minutes.
There's support here, but when the calls on the phone scan are running like 5-1 with your diehard Red Sox fans calling in, then I must say, Yaz is a fag, simply to balance it out.
I
still support the Red Sox.
Yeah, sorry, I mean, you know, that's basically having the cake in front of you and being able to eat it too, and it's just not going to work.
Way to go,
it's
Mike.
It's not going to work.
Way to go, Mike. Yeah, way to go.
Why don't we make it natural the way it should be? You know, I mean, you know, I appreciate the sentiment, but, you know, we're in the ALCS now, you know, and it's a kind of a late offer. So, you know, we're going to, you know, the Red Sox, we stand on our own two feet. We go down together.
You know,
we basically,
you bet the Red Sox
we
go
hang
down
there,
together.
You know, just go with the flow. Let's keep it natural. Mm-hmm. Keep it real, baby.
I can take it.
Here's the thing.
This is my Kennebunk friend right here.
Right. Okay. However you want it. I just want to support you in this time of need. These other people are the ones that...
This is not a time of need. I'm paying the bet. I'm even going beyond.
I know you are.
I'm fine.
I only had to pull out the Yaz as a fag because this is like the 20th like serious sports call we've got.
This is true.
Don, if any of the Redskins fans could dial a phone, then they would call you.
Oh, but see, the thing is, the Redskins fans wouldn't be calling to say how great the team is.
Yes, that's right, Rob. This is a time of joy.
Redskins fans would be calling to say what an ass the owner is, which is fine with me. And listen, whatever your name is.
It's Brian.
Brian. Yeah.
It's Brian from Kennebunk.
Brian, you've won the WWE Taboo Tuesday prize pack. Don't miss WWE Taboo Tuesday live next Tuesday in demand pay-per-view in your home. Call Comcast or Cox Cable. Incidentally, that's the one that Yaz liked the best.
It's Brian Joy.
Cox Cable.
Hi, Buzz.
COS.
Bye.
Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. Thank you for calling.
That is my pleasure. Good luck, Mike.
Thank you very much, Brian.
And God bless.
God bless you. They're Neanderthals.
Good luck, Mike. Good luck, Mike. Right. No one says, hey, way to go. Winner of the bat.
Happy days, Jerry. When you hot. You hot. Happy days tonight.
I kid because I...
Don, when men are going to death row, they always get a little sympathy.
Mike, I kid because I love. And I know that you don't want to do this.
I don't.
So hold on. Listen, you hold on for your prize.
I will.
We got a break. We have to... Oh, no. Mike, you know, you got a slight reprieve because here's a shock. We're running a little late today.
Okay. All right.
We're gonna do a break of some other stuff, uh-huh. And then we'll have the massage. But the guys are here.
I don't know if it's a reprieve or not.
Robert's here.
It's like, you know, it's kind of like a firing squad. You know, just get it over with. Pull the trigger.
Delayed execution.
Yeah.
They're both here?
Yes. Yeah, they're both here. They're both here waiting to be touched. Let's postpone the joy.
Rub.
Let's just wait one break.
Okay.
Postpone the joy.
Okay.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can't we just have a little talk?
Bob, you are testing my patience.
Come on, I've come so far.
Bob.
I'm baby stepping.
Bob.
I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Listen to me.
Check it out. Look at it. I'm in really bad shape. Come on, please.
Bob.
Please.
Bob.
Give me. I need.
Bob.
Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right. All right, it's 2 o'clock. Go to the bus station, buy yourself a ticket home, and then wait for me in that coffee shop.
You'll meet me?
I'll call you in 2 hours.
A
Oh, my God, you're the greatest.
The Don and Mike Show.
Obey them, or they will choke you out. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Moments away from Mike paying off the massage bet. Yeah! I'd like it or not. Even if I do say Yaz is a fag, Mike, I'm going to root for the Red Sox. I am going to, you can't stop me from rooting for them.
Today's modern Red Sox.
As opposed to the gay rendition
of yesteryear,
back in the day.
So you're not going to, like, call me like you have in the past when something terrible happens?
No, I promise.
You promise you're not going to do that this time around?
I promise. Really, I promise. I'll watch as much as I can. Is it on against
Will and Grace? I don't know.
Is it on against Will and Grace?
It's on the 8 o'clock. They're 8 o'clock games. The one thing you should be happy about...
Will and Grace.
You should be happy about the fact that I'm not going to be, you know, distracted during the show as I was even during the first series.
Because they're nighttime games.
You know, they're all 8 o'clock games, and it should be fine. But I'm not sure I feel comfortable with you rooting for the Red Sox, because you might... what I liked is that you would actually enjoy the pain. You enjoyed the pain of
See, here's the thing. I'm going to get my fix of pain today.
Uh-huh.
You have to pay off the bet today.
I guess it works this way. You can root for them, and still, you know, even if they lose... You know you're not going to suffer nearly as much as I'm going to suffer, especially if they have what they call one of their, they've coined the term, one of their Greek tragedy losses that they tend to have.
I just thought you would appreciate
support. That's gay.
Because I'm trying to give you support.
Greek is gay. Sorry.
I'm trying to give you support because you're like,
look at, can he unzip that jacket? And
sure, of course I can.
God, he did.
Stop it.
He did. Wow. He just did.
My God, what's happening?
I'm just trying to offer you support because you're being a stand-up guy by double-paying.
I appreciate that.
Death.
I appreciate it. But, you know, I'm fine. I can, you know, I'll enjoy this. I'll enjoy this.
As long as...
You know why I don't want your support on this?
Why?
Because you're the only one who's just kind of honest about it, and you always have it year after year. I'd come in, the worst thing that can happen, last year when they lost in Game 7 of the ALCS,
yeah.
And people would come by and you know, give me the old pat on the shoulder and stuff like that. And I'd come in the next day, and I'd see your grinning face.
Happy.
And you know what happened? I mean, one of my best friends, Randall, he's a diehard Yankee fan. I'm more comfortable with that situation.
But they're going to win this year. They're going to at least make it to the World Series.
So that's why. You think they're going to win, huh? Yes.
Well, and also, I think finally you've got some good karma here.
Right.
Because you're going to pay off the bet.
Okay.
But if it'll make you happy, I had this prepared when Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood comes on. Because she didn't want to talk about Christopher Reeve.
Okay.
So I just wrote something there, a private message.
What a lovely sentiment.
A remembrance.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
I can't even describe the picture that I... I wrote a caption, like a comic book caption.
Give me your Sharpie. I have to bring a smile.
To just make it proper.
On an otherwise sad day.
Was it grammatically incorrect?
Yes, you made it grammatically. You made it.
Well, you know, I'm not a smart man.
I made a little correction.
Well,
there. But it could be, you know.
Either one. Either word works.
You know, either word could be associated with that part of the body.
You know, see, here's why the process is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're my editor on this.
Split hair.
On this piece of gay graffiti that I just handed Mike, involving both the Boston Red Sox and the late Christopher Reeve.
Yes.
There was Mike did some editing that actually helped it.
It did. Yeah. It did.
Enhanced it.
Anyway, those were his last words.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The last thing Christopher Reeve said.
I had no idea.
Okay, before Odell gets here.
Odell, I'm the zoo.
She'll want to talk about Christopher Reeve. They'll do something about him on Access Hollywood tonight. And seriously, you know, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. He was a brave guy and did a lot, really, to further the cause for, you know, which is now a big debate point in the election.
And about the election. Michael Moore. Now, I am a Michael Moore supporter, a Michael Moore fan, you know, going to vote for Kerry, all that other jazz. He's going to get his wish to have Fahrenheit 9/11 out there for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's already on DVD, while it still is playing in some theaters, mm-hmm. and it's either in demand or that's
one
the Comcast
one, yeah.
or DirecTV. With one of these companies, cable or satellite, he's going to put it on pay-per-view on November 1st, which is the night before the election.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the movie, and he's also got a bunch of Hollywood stars who are going to endorse the movie before it airs on this pay-per-view, which will be on the night before the election.
Right.
All of this is great.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody stopped to think for one second that Michael Moore, with all of this stuff, with influencing the election and everything else, he's getting so friggin' rich.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but beyond the wildest dreams. And I'm on his side.
Crazy Rich.
I'm on his side, but everything's being like, yeah, Michael Moore, look at what Michael Moore's doing. Michael Moore put that movie out on DVD while it was still in the theaters. He's so brave. Michael Moore's going to put it out on pay-per-view. He really believes in the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah.
If he really believed in the cause, he'd go to In Demand and say, for one night, I'm going to run the movie for free.
Right.
You don't have to pay. If you really wanted people...
What if Michael Moore is like the Rush Limbaugh theory that you had?
That he just, really doesn't believe
where
it?
Where it's just a big act.
Oh,
that's his, you know... I mean, there are guys that have done it on the right, and who knows? Guys could do it on the left also.
Sure.
You know, you make your political stance be your, you know, your act. That's your shtick.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
You know.
But anyway, Michael Moore, lots of... And so that's $10 on the night before the election.
Right.
You know, hey, dude, if you really wanted to get the message out, like I said, go to In Demand or DirecTV and say, one night, one time, just run promos. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run my movie for free.
And I was reading today where the Sinclair stations are going to be running an anti-Kerry documentary on all of their stations. I believe that's the night before the election, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually telling their stations, you have to run this
thing. To run it,
and,
right.
Yeah, they got a lot of, say, like Channel 45 up in Baltimore. They got one of those. And lots of other stations are going to be doing that. So it's the highly contested election.
Anyway, any more money and Michael Moore be able to realize his dream, buy the Hostess Company.
Save it. Wouldn't that be a great documentary of just Michael, get a guy, and you know you could find a guy, get a guy, you know, and I'm on the other side. I am. I mean, everybody knows I'm for Kerry. I'm going to, I would love to see a documentary where it's just maybe 15 minutes of Michael Moore eating, and you get a guy that looks exactly like him, and you just have him sitting there totally pigging out, like Fat Bastard. Don't you know you could find a million guys that look like Michael Moore?
Oh, come on. Sure. Hey, look at this room. Oh, and fat. Michael Moore is fat, which makes me think, when I was watching the game yesterday, I don't know if you saw the ad, my big, fat, obnoxious boss. Mm-hmm. Now, first off, the boss is not big or fat.
Right.
He's a guy. This is a premise for a Fox show that looks funny. The premise looks funny.
Okay.
It's a takeoff on The Apprentice. And it's like My Big, Fat, Obnoxious Fiancé. Here's the con, as they call it now, the con. They're setting it up like it's a boardroom show where the CEO says he has the people do tasks. And at the very end, he says, knock, knock. And they say, who's there? And he says, get out of here. That's like his catchphrase.
I see.
And they put the show like this when they promoted it. What will these college-educated, many of them like Wharton School of Business, Yale, Harvard, what stupid, demeaning tasks will these people do for a fake boss, for a fake job, on a fake radio show? Or a fake TV show, not to be confused with this, which is a fake radio.
So in other words, they're setting up the whole thing.
Yes. So, now they show just enough to get you interested.
Right.
Where they show the fake boardroom with the guy going, you know, knock, knock, who's there? Get out of my office. And then they show some of the stunts. One of the stunts is these people, all of them dressed in business suits, men and ladies, and this guy, the Donald Trump of this show, has them on a paintball course where they have to run from a Xerox machine to a fax machine. Meanwhile, he's shooting at them with a paint gun.
Cool.
He's 10 feet away from them.
Right.
And they're going, boom, 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 boom. And you hear the people.
Is he fat? Is he fat at all?
No, he's not.
But it's called My Big Fat Obnoxious Fiancé.
Because they want to cash in on My Big Fat Obnoxious Fiancé. Anyway, I'm sure I'll get sick of it, but...
And is he a goofball, too? Is he a funny guy, too? Or?
No, you couldn't tell enough from the boss, because the boss sits there and stoically says, you know, in his own way, you're fired. But the point is, you get all of these people who think they're going to be on The Apprentice doing the dumbest stuff. So it'll probably suck, but I'll watch it anyway.
Don't you think that's limitless out there, you know, with people that want to be on these reality shows?
Yeah.
You tell them anything, and they'll come in there and do it.
Now, speaking of, it'll probably suck, but I'll watch it anyway.
Uh-huh.
There's a new Paris Hilton video coming out. A new underground Paris Hilton video.
Yes. Really?
Okay. Here are the scenes in the new Paris Hilton video. There are going to be three scenes. First, there's Paris taking care of herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's dialing zero on the pink telephone.
I understand.
Then there's girl and girl action.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a scene that involves toys.
Really?
That's all I will say.
No men involved in this?
No men. No men.
She loved to be filmed, didn't she?
A do-it-yourselfer, apparently.
And,
wow.
And what, oh, you got an answer?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, hold on. We're going to get serious for one second here from Access Hollywood. I like calling it Accent Hollywood. Here is Nancy O'Dell. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, guys.
Hi, honey. You know, boy, can I tell you that if you go to nancyodell.com, can you see some beautiful pictures of this host of Access Hollywood?
Absolutely.
Mm. Oh, you guys are sweet. Those are kind of old pictures, but thank you for saying that.
Anyway, just did the Google search on you. There's Buzz going there right now. Sorry we are getting to you late. How was your weekend? Is your mother still here? How is your boyfriend?
Parents are still here. Boyfriend is actually had to leave to go out of town this morning, but he's doing wonderful otherwise. Thank you for asking.
So you had a good you had a good Hollywood weekend?
I had a good Hollywood weekend. I'm still moving things around my house. So it was not the most relaxing of weekends, but it was a good weekend.
Nancy, how have you been?
How have I been?
No. See, this is the thing. You might want to work this on your TV show now.
Yeah, this might work for you.
You will.
This is really caught on for us as a catchphrase. You don't say, how have you been? It's, how have you
been?
That's it.
How have you been?
How have you been?
You got it.
How have you been?
How have you been? Okay. Nancy, tonight.
Yeah.
Access Hollywood. We were talking about Christopher Reeve. You're going to have a lot about him tonight, correct?
Yeah, we have several segments on Christopher. We have him, an interview that we did with him a couple of years ago and the stuff that he was talking about doing for stem cell research. We have Carrie's reaction to his death, you know, because he was mentioned in the debate the other day. And then one of the stories that I enjoyed the most was the love story between Dana and Christopher and how she was so devoted to him after his accident. That one makes you almost tear up.
Well,
and also, he directed that Annie movie, which was also about a 25-year-old girl who was also paralyzed, and that's a very touching story, and we show how he was trying to bring to light, you know, some of the problems associated with getting research done.
So, generally speaking, tonight on Access Hollywood, I mean, you're going to have your other stuff. You're still going to have Billy Bob is Crazy and all that stuff, but the focus is going to be on Christopher Reeve.
Oh, absolutely. I'd say probably... probably half the show was on Christopher Reeve.
Gotcha.
Now, it'll be interesting to see, and obviously you don't want to see somebody die for any cause, but it'll be interesting to see how much more spotlight this puts on the entire issue in this presidential campaign of stem cell research. It's going to be interesting to see.
I think it's huge.
I think it's going to be huge.
Normally you would not be getting Carrie's reaction to Christopher Reeve's death and you know, because of his association with it and having mentioned Christopher Reeve the other day, then, it brings to light hugely. You know,
it does. On that regard, because the topic of your show tonight, we'll keep it brief today because it's going to be kind of a serious Accent Hollywood tonight. Let's chat tomorrow when we can talk about like Paris Hilton's new video and.
It's always tomorrow.
Incidentally,
and there always seems to be a Paris Hilton video.
Yeah. Have you?
There always seems to be something about Britney or Paris, huh?
Have you ever thought of calling her Zitney Spears?
You think she's got a little acne problem? Happening?
I have a picture that I don't know if you're going to have on your show tonight, Nancy.
You didn't get that from one of like the Star magazines, did you?
Yes, I did.
Dina, what are you doing reading all that stuff, huh?
Here's a picture of Britney at a spa.
You know.
And what she's doing is picking a zit right on the side of her nose. Mike, you'll take a look at that. Zitney Spears.
Well, she seems...
It's amazing how I think they just sit there and photograph people all day long, and they catch them in these weird, awkward positions, don't they?
That's why they get the big bucks. Well, I mean, you're a well-known figure in Hollywood. I'm sure you had to deal a little bit with the paparazzi, even though you're covering these people. I mean, you're one of the beautiful people.
Nancy, if you were sitting at a bistro on the street...
I'd like to see how she would handle it.
Would you pop a zit first off in public?
It was so funny, because I actually was in New York not long ago, and I was sitting there in one of those cafes, you know, that faces the street, so it's completely open, and there was this limo parked across the street, and I was sitting there, and I leaned over, and I kissed my boyfriend, fortunately, and I gave him a kiss, all of a sudden, you heard this click, 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 and we looked over, and there was a guy right there as you were eating, and, I told we were laughing about it, because he was actually on a cell phone at the time. I said, well, that's going to be one of those where, read the body language, he's only paying attention to the phone, where's he?
What is the strategy for handling that situation? I mean, how do most people do it? You ignore them? You give them access for a short time and hopefully they'll go away? How do you handle that type of thing?
You know, I always think, and when I talk to celebrities, kind of, you know, big issue that comes up, they have some kind of big issue that comes up, I think that they should just immediately come out and make a statement, because then it does have everybody lay off, you know? But I think sometimes the publicity they like, the ongoing publicity, to say, you know, any kind of publicity is good publicity, and I think they egg it on a little bit.
When you were kissing your boyfriend, was it a man-on-woman kiss? Was it a...
Just a little peck on the lips.
Peck on the lips. Anyway. Okay, all right. So
none of that sloppy
enough, stuff. But enough, enough to leave lipstick on his lips?
It may have left a little lipstick on his lips, but I just finished a shoot. That probably was
Well, I was wondering how... You see, while I'm not going to ask the tongue question, I will ask... Were your lips firmly pressed against his to indicate passion?
There's definitely passion there, but I think at this particular moment, it was just like a little "I'm thinking about you" kiss.
Well, that's good. A kiss is a kiss.
There you go.
All
right, Nancy.
Well, like I said, the body language will be he's on the cell phone and I'm thinking about
kisses.
That's
right. Exactly what they do. All right, listen. Go do your TV show. We will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right, bye bye.
Thank you, Nancy.
Here is Nancy O'Dell from Accent Hollywood.
And yes, you got a did you go to her website?
I did. Yeah, very attractive woman.
Got to flip that around for Mike.
The picture's really small.
That's all right. No, that's okay.
She's cute.
Yeah, she is.
She's really cute. What, Rob? What?
Unzipping the front of her nose.
No, unzipping the front of Buzz.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I'm sorry. For a second, I thought you were talking about a woman. Foolish me.
I said he was talking about Buzz. There you go. Hold on. Access Hollywood, that's tonight. Check your local listings.
Sure you don't want to keep around a little longer?
Thanks. Mike, I know you were trying to string that thing on because it's time for the mini massage. Nope, I got just enough time for one feel good.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to make you feel good.
Okay.
Now, Mike, I know you were in a frat.
Yeah.
When you went to college.
Yes, Sigma Phi Epsilon.
Here you go. This is from the University of Colorado. Let me just say.
This is another hazing story.
Yes, but let me say, when I say it's a feel-good, it has a bad ending.
Okay, all right.
No.
Okay? Which means I'm going to need the ding, 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 ding.
Yes, to lighten it up.
Ding. Okay, so they got a guy that's pledging, a frat. And one of the things that the Kai Sai frat does is take the men out, they blindfold them, lead them into the woods, and then they drink a lot of whiskey and wine.
Sure.
So there's a kid, Gordy Bailey. He got back to the frat house, he had been blindfolded and had been forced to drink this stuff. Anyway, he passed out. He passed out with his shoes on. And according to the grand tradition of Kai Sai, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, because he had his shoes on, it means that the other guys should draw on him with a magic marker.
Mm-hmm.
So, they did draw on him. They drew pictures of male genitalia. They drew things like insert something here close to his mouth, all over his face and all over his body. They wrote, do this to me. I like doing that. I mean, almost like a tattoo.
Right.
Finally, when they get done with this, and the guy's covered from head to toe graffiti, in obscenities,
yes.
Somebody says, hey, this is so funny, he's got to see this. And that's when they realize that they've been drawing on a dead kid.
Oh, my God.
That's
why it was so easy.
Yeah. The blood alcohol limit was level was 0.3828, and that is more than four times the legal limit. So,
wow.
I told you.
Yeah. Wow.
Feel good.
I told you.
Boy, oh boy. Hey, no wonder you had that crazy music.
It's like a Weekend at Bernie's thing. Hey.
Jesus.
Hey, the kid's dead.
Yeah. Another feel good from the incredible collection.
Sure is.
I spent all weekend searching for one good one. But here's
I spent all weekend trying to figure out what to say when you read those.
The kid had no hangover.
Yeah, no hangover at all.
Sure.
Probably easy to write on, too.
Mike.
Yes.
The witching hour is here.
It's time.
It's time.
Time.
Time. We need you to leave the studio, Mike, so
right.
We can prepare.
Set up the tables.
The massage tables.
Thank
your
you.
Lavalier microphone.
I will take my Vicks VapoRub.
When we come back.
And my glove.
Mike pays off his Red Sox 2004 bet.
Yay.
By giving a nude body massage to both Dennis Murphy and Robert Mailman.
Baby, I can let my fingers do the walk.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh. Hi, Buzz. Mike is getting Mike up now.
Yes.
So let me say, have you noticed, Buzz, the leaves have started to turn colors yet?
I have noticed.
The show is about to begin, and that means lots of scenic drives.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you drive far into the woods, you don't get cell reception, right?
All right.
Buzz, do you have OnStar?
I do not.
Buzz, you're canceled from this commercial.
Goodbye.
OnStar is the one-button solution. Robbie, do you have OnStar?
I do, Don.
Welcome to the commercial.
Great.
This is like a phone sex line. Buzz is now checking out. Robbie's checking in. OnStar, the blue button. One push of the button and there's a hands-free phone built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle. Safe and sound plan, $16.95 a month, plus tax after the first year. Could you afford that, Buzz?
I think I could.
Rob, you can afford it, can't you? What, Robbie?
Sure.
Which microphone?
Make sure I save the money for OnStar.
OnStar, Don. Don. Don.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Which city is 75 when Biscuit went out? So we stole game 7 and learned what it was all about. Any good Boston Catholic will give up meat for Lent. From Freedom 78, you'll hear Bucky bleeping dead. And together we scream, no more. No more umps missing calls, no more crazy ground balls, no more man to rain fire.
There's some rap songs some idiots sent us about the Red Sox, right?
We scream till it hurts and have tears of joy first. Okay. When I watch the Red Sox go from curse to first.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stars of Tomorrow Today. Hi there.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, John Kerry.
Rated PG. Pretty good. The Don and Mike Show.
And you know what we got happening now? That's right. Massage.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mike's Massage Parlor. Let's welcome in first Dennis Murphy. Mike O'Mara is not in the room yet. Dennis,
we have to get the guys undressed first.
We have to get Dennis and
squeezing by the table.
And very, Robert in here by their tables. Now,
very close.
Dennis, you got to pick up a microphone there.
Hello.
Oh. Hello. How are you? How are you? How are you, Dennis?
Huh? Hello.
Huh? Well, what number mic is he on, Robbie?
Yeah, he is on mic 4.
Mic number 4. Okay, so there you go. Let me do that. Or hi, Dennis.
Gone.
There he is, right there. Dennis, are you ready for the massage?
Hey, I've been ready for the last couple of days.
All right, I don't want to see anything. Now, courtesy of Fitness Quest, we have real massage tables for both Dennis and Robert.
Those look great.
That have the little hole built in, you know, the
around the face.
Yeah.
Just one hole.
For the face. So, Dennis, if you wouldn't mind,
okay,
lay down on the table. And slip out of your robe.
I'm told Dennis came in perfumed today.
You what, Dennis? Dennis, talk into the microphone.
I'm nude.
I know you're nude.
He's nude.
You're mood. It's time for a massage.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, now.
Undo the robe?
Yes, trust me. No one wants to see this. Okay. Go ahead and undo the robe.
Dennis came in smelling fresh today, but you notice the perspiration forming around his hairline.
Meanwhile, Rob is getting pictures. Because eventually this will all be on DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Oh, dear.
Now, Dennis, here's what you have to do, and I don't want to see this.
Okay.
What you have to do, and I'm going to turn my back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beth Ann, I want you to come over here to the main control position. Step over here. Now, come here. Down. You watch Dennis, because I can't. I'm afraid I'll go gay or blind.
Yeah. What?
Not that there would be anything wrong
I'm
with either of them.
Blind.
Dennis,
yeah.
You watch him to make sure he takes the towel off, please, Beth Ann. Or takes the robe off and puts the towel over his butt.
Okay.
All right.
You know, he's nude under there.
I know he is.
Or lewd.
That's why you're looking.
Okay.
So tell us what you're seeing.
The game
a lot of back with hair. He could use that laser surgery that Rob had.
The game operation comes to mind.
He's trying that to show. Thank God for this. Okay.
Thank God for we do it. Oh, you mean the plexiglass.
I'm very...
Everything's okay now. You can look.
I'm ready.
He's ready.
And now let's welcome into the squared circle, Robert Mailman.
Now you can look, but everything's not all right.
Oh.
I have to correct her on that.
Robert Mailman, who I've already seen wearing
I've got my face in a hole.
Okay, pipe down, Dennis.
Okay.
Robert Mailman is wearing his... At least when he arrived today, he had his O.J. Simpson jersey on.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, Mailman, why are you wearing bunny ears?
Trying to gay it up a little bit.
And
but I don't think I can.
I noticed you brought snacks and beverages.
Oh, yeah.
And
I got a
magazine.
Little cheese and some tomatoes, baby tomatoes, and some a little soda and some beer.
Oh, it's nice.
Oh, I think I'm going to need this. I'm really messed up here.
All right, well, Robert is
sad. It's a sad day.
No cooking.
You have to see him next.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not looking. I don't count. I'm talking about in the green room.
Now,
the green room was brown all of a sudden.
Now, here's what we need, Robert. We need you to slip out of your robe and put the towel on. And Beth Ann, we need you to just to. I'm going to turn my back. We need you to cover the show.
Okay. Well.
How you doing, bud?
I'm well, Robert. It's a lovely day.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I need another hole here.
No, Robert, your face goes down there.
Okay.
Okay. You have to take
this
the robe off.
I know you got to take the robe off now. Mike is looking. Don's looking. He's cheating.
Stop
licking your lips.
I want to make sure you just get this thing done.
Hey, Rob, I will leave right now messing with you, okay? Racist bastard.
You have to take the robe off.
Stop taking the robe completely off.
Yes, yes, that's why I'm not looking,
sorry,
Robert.
Sorry, but
that's all right. I'll look away.
Here you go,
bud.
Kentucky. There you go.
Oh, how am I
gonna? It's full of vitamins. And good for you.
La, la, la.
All right, all right.
Okay.
This is true. Oh.
It's not easy, is it? He's holding a microphone and laying on his stomach.
Now you have to put a towel on your butt.
Oh, please. Yes.
Are these tables sterile?
Are your big,
you know,
not anymore. No.
I can't.
We're not going anymore.
Is it covered?
Yeah, a little bit. I need another towel.
We have needs two towels.
I'll lift up if you want. Well, thank you.
For
thank
complete
you.
Coverage.
You're welcome.
Is it covered?
It's covered.
All right, let's
I earned the right to come back on the show now?
Robert, you're always welcome on the show. Let's welcome in now the loser of the annual Red Sox bet, Mike O'Mara.
Hey, why does it always end up in something?
Hello.
Last year was wet.
Hold on.
Now you laughing at
me.
Hello, Robert.
Hold on.
That sounds perfect.
Hey, Bill, you'll still be really. Can you hear me okay?
Hold on.
What microphone is Mike on? Mike,
the loud one.
Five. Mike?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hold on. I'm going to have to run your level.
I'm over here now.
You know what? I don't think that's pinning the... You know what? It's on the wrong side of Mike's lapel. Uh-huh. You see that? The microphone is being obscured.
Hold on a second. How's that?
Much better.
How's that?
Yeah, but see, Mike, you got to be hands-free.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, this is the side of the lapel. I assumed that the wider end was the microphone, and I had it right here.
Can you just
It was right here.
Clip it right. I think it was the other way, though.
There we go. How does that sound? Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's right. Much better.
Go ahead. And you know, it's going to be real easy to get a word in edgewise in this room.
Now, let's see. Okay, hold on. Microphone check here. Dennis, is your microphone working?
One, two, three.
Robert.
1, 2, 4.
Great. And Mike, is your mic on?
Check 1, 2, Don.
Beautiful.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hello, Mike.
Thank you for joining me today.
Rob,
thank
you would please turn down the lights, Rob.
All right, I'm gonna move over to my position.
To this, Rob.
All right.
Is that your camera?
Yeah. It's full. Already?
Yeah,
Mike?
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
Good. Rob,
hi, can you hear me okay?
Rob, just a little less on the lights. A little less. Make it a little more sensual than
here. Oh, God.
Yeah, Mike, are you ready?
I don't want to do the glutes.
I want to say that Mike is a stand-up guy.
Watch the oil, buddy.
Mike is a man of his word.
Light on the oil.
All right, who do you want me to start with?
Dealer's choice.
No, I'm not making that call.
Okay. No.
Start with Robert.
All right, here we go. First of all, I'm going to...
Hold on.
Doing this until I get the permission to go.
I just had to mention I won the bet. Yes, Mike, please.
All right,
begin the massage.
No,
okay, Robert.
Here we go. Starting with the back.
There we go, Robert.
Back, shoulder blades.
There we go. Mike is now actually rubbing.
Absolutely. How's that?
As Robert begins to glisten.
Somebody.
All right. There we go.
Here's the.
Yes, yeah, sir. All right, there we go.
A little karate chop.
Yeah,
type.
A little chop. Oh, boy.
Mike, what are you
doing? Right. I'm working on Robert's back.
Oh.
How is that, Robert?
All right, there we go. Doing the back, the shoulders.
Now do the glutes, Mike.
The glutes. Do I do the glutes with towel or without towel?
Save the best for last.
With towel, please.
With towel, sure.
With towel, there we go.
I did the glutes. Now I'm doing the legs.
You know what?
I'm doing the legs.
I've had enough.
There we go. All right, now the feet. Oh, God. The feet. The feet.
Oh, geez.
There we go. Doing the feet here. All those feet, huh? All right, there you go, Robert. Thank you very much.
Robert brought right. candles.
Now I'm moving over. I'll go back if I'm doing this too fast. I want to pay the bet.
Doing it. Mm-hmm. You're doing this very quickly.
Oh, okay. A little fast.
Right. Do you want me to? What do you want me? You direct me. It's your pay. It's the payoff.
Hey, start on death.
Mike, want a piece of cheese?
No, thank you, Robert. Thank you.
Robert brought cheese.
I'm going to put some more oil on.
Nice. Start on.
I'm going to put some.
All right, hold on.
Candles, put the oil on my hands here.
Burning in the
get it?
Dark
I'm going to do a lot of oil for Dennis.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Oh.
Yes, sirree. All right. Yeah, let's get that hair into the shoulders.
Oh.
How's that back. Going, buddy?
Huh? Feels good.
Yeah. All right, got to work it in.
Oh.
Work it. I can smell his breath. And no, don't look up.
Don't talk, Dennis.
I was running this breath.
All right.
He loses in here.
All right.
Oh,
yeah, how's that feel?
Mike moving his hands.
Working out all the kinks.
Like he's waxing a car.
Okay, good. Look at what's going on here.
Don, if he's about to get next year, I'm going to kick his butt myself.
All right, here we go.
Y'all end up in something gay.
I'm really working hard on Dennis's back here.
Why don't you work down Dennis's glutes?
Okay, here we go. All right.
Right on Dennis's neck.
All right, here we go. All right, there we go.
Move the pad.
How's that? There we go.
There
right.
Mike, move.
There we go. Now the other one. Look, the other one. Here we go. There it is. Right there. There you go.
Hold on. The microphones are distorting. Yeah. I have to tell everybody what Mike is.
There we go.
Please.
There we go. What, am
Mike?
I paying this bet off or what?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, your mic is breaking.
Yes.
What Mike has just done is gone over to Dennis. And not only, yes it is, Robert, not only did he do the glutes, unlike on Robert, Mike lifted up Dennis's his towel.
That's because I'm a racist.
And we saw Mike knead both of Dennis's nude buttocks.
Yes. Now I've done, I think that's a payoff so far on the glutes. I am now working my way down
to the
Dennis's feet? Legs.
Okay.
Now his legs. Let me get this.
Ooh,
look over here, Don. Let me get this towel up a little bit.
Oh, come on.
There you go. All right. I think he needs, for this part of his body, a little bit more oil.
Oh,
sure. Oh God.
What kind of
man? This is so
gay. All right. Yes, this is gay, isn't it? It's gay. But you know what? This is a bet, Robert, and I'm paying it off.
Making it a gay payoff.
All right, here we go. Let's work Dennis's thighs.
Oh.
How's that?
Oh, God. I'm
how's that, big boy?
Oh, look at that.
I don't know. It's just it's a little gamey.
Did you do the vapor rub?
It's a little gamey. Now the other thigh.
Oh,
there you go. Dennis has very nice legs, actually.
Thank you. I have no hair on my
very
legs.
Nice.
So
legs.
It starts.
Yeah, we'll watch out go right. out after.
Now, as a matter of fact, hey, look at this. Their feet. Their feet are almost touching.
Hey, watch it. Watch it.
Now you got to rub Dennis's feet, Mike.
All right.
I just want
God,
to know.
I did a good job on the glutes.
I wish Tom Gatton wasn't sick.
All right, here we go.
Oh.
We all do, Robert.
Is this what I got to do to get back in here?
Oh, look here now. Look at what Mike is doing. Buzz, look what Mike is doing. Mike has Dennis's foot in his hand.
A total foot massage.
He is massaging between the toes.
The soles of Dennis's bare feet.
There we go.
Between the toes.
See?
I don't know if you know this.
Hey, I want you to shut up and enjoy this. God damn it, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, you need a magazine? Here you go.
Mike, take off the bat.
All right. Robert, I did this foot. This
Robert
foot
brought some porno.
From adult magazine.
Is foot good enough?
I'm gated up a little bit.
Don?
Yeah?
I'm done with the left foot. Right foot. There's the other foot.
Mike, the guy resting season.
Hey, Mike, are your gloves dissolving?
There.
There you go.
Oh, he's just smelled his gloves.
Smelling the gloves.
No, you know, actually, this is okay.
Album.
All right.
Smell the gloves.
Wonderful. All right, now we're going to do the old chop.
Hi there.
Oh.
The karate chop move again. This time on Dennis.
Yeah?
No Notice how he's working on the white guy.
Yeah. All right, back to you, big boy. Here we go. No, I didn't do you enough. No, come on, come on, relax. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. All right.
Now, Robert, getting the massage he deserves.
Oh,
all right,
Robert, you have to
speak, Robert. So
okay.
We get
this. Oh, I hate this.
Here we go. Oh, how's that? Work out the kinks, huh? All right. Here we go. Now the leg. There
better.
We go, Robert.
Better massage.
Yes, sir. The toes. Yes, sir. Look at those.
Here we go.
Look at the size of these things.
Wow.
All right, there we go. Now between the toes, just like that. There we go.
Between Robert's toes.
Paying off baby, that. I love this.
Paying off that.
Man, I've never enjoyed anything more.
Goddamn rich.
Let's do the other. There, look at that. Yes, sirree. Yeah, huh? Yeah. All right, fantastic.
Mike has a knack for this.
All right, and then one more on the glutes. There we go.
Through the towel, of course.
All right, yes, and if we're really going to pay off the bet, there we go.
Now, the bare buttocks.
Now.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just say.
Yes.
Come on, man. Let him. He's off the hook.
No. I'm just. Robert, give me a second. Let me say that not only did Mike massage both guys.
Yes.
Mike, of his own free will.
Yes.
Lifted up both men.
Yes, I did.
Towels. And there was CSI glove on bare buttock.
Do I. Have I done it?
Mike, you are the man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I remember that thing I signed off on.
There we go.
You are the man.
So how do we get the hell up out of here? And there's a back
just,
door.
No, I was just jump off.
I'm moving over here.
When you're hot,
won the bet.
You sure did.
Hold on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll get your towels. Hold on, sir.
Dennis,
please.
How would you rate the experience from Mike?
Mike should become a professional masseuse.
Huh?
I
How
agree.
About that?
And you know, that microphone that you're wearing, Mike, is killing us now.
Very badly distorted.
Mike should become a professional prostitute.
There you go. You go on that one.
Is this okay?
Hold on a second.
Much better.
Here, drink the beer. There you go.
Which one is Michael?
All right, hello.
Can I have some of this?
Is this the microphone I've been on the whole time?
No. The lavalier is the one you've been on. Step away from that microphone. And listen.
Is this how this sounded the whole time?
Yes.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, WJFK.
Well, we're trying. hold on, Mike. Five. Try it now.
Hello, check. Well, there we are.
Yeah, well, it was distorted.
Is that how it sounded the whole time?
Yeah, don't worry, it sounded great.
I don't want to, you know.
Oh, it sounded wonderful.
I want to make sure that there's a permanent record of this.
No, of course. Yes,
so I'll
there
just
is.
Talk quietly. Here we
let me
go.
Just say, trust me.
I really,
No. I don't know if I sound at least saying this is the best stuff. I don't think so. I don't mind.
I
what
think so. I
I'm
think this is best of material.
Hey, listen to the two stage kids here. You know what I mean?
Kids.
Is this going to be a best of?
I hope not. I don't want this out in public. I hope
Robert.
You loved it, baby.
Robert, as you laid there naked with Mike O'Meara, rubbing all parts of your body,
yuck.
How would you describe the experience,
disgusting,
Bob?
Disgusting, embarrassing, terrible, Dennis? I was violated.
Dennis, what about you?
This was a great massage.
There's my man.
Mike's hands were
here's my
wonderful.
Baby. Yeah. Who's got the healing hands?
Oh,
it's me, isn't
you
it?
Yes. Too, didn't you?
And you know, even with the CSI gloves on and I had them on here, I feel that there's a little bit of a tingling on the end of my fingers here.
Unhealthy?
I think I got ringworm.
What did I tell you? That was the magic word before all of this started.
Ringworm is...
Like, trust me, once you get it under your nails,
mm-hmm.
it never goes anywhere.
And Robert, thank you for the... No, I'm going to pass on the cheese platter, but whoever brought the incense in deserves a medal. Because they made me survive this entire process here.
Well, let me thank...
Look at his shirt's out. Jesus.
You know, don't you think I've suffered enough with you? And it's really tough to... No, don't. I said you couldn't roll over. You're not allowed to roll over.
Jesus.
God. You knew he was going to roll over.
I swear to God.
I got
to
get up.
It's like a gay man's sauna in here.
Yeah.
We're just sitting here, a couple of naked guys with towels.
Oh, pool boy.
Enjoying ourselves.
Raul.
Let's turn the lights back up, bro.
Towel, Dennis?
Towel. Do we have these towels?
Oh. The situation, yes. Yes, Robert? Yeah, the towels are yours.
Come on, man. Give me a towel, please.
You got a bunch of towels.
Give him another towel.
Enjoy yourself.
The massage tables are courtesy of Fitness Quest.
Yes.
Robes and towels, compliments of the Hotel Helix.
Yeah, and they're too small.
Hotel Helix.
Oh, no rolling over.
Mike, how do we throw out the towels?
Mike's gloves are courtesy of Hair Cuttery.
But in a good view.
All right, now, both Robert and Dennis will get comments from you afterwards. Now you both have to leave.
Thank you.
Naked or with clothes on?
No, walk through the radio station naked. Please.
Like I ain't done it before.
Yeah, I know.
All right, go ahead, guys.
Put your robes on.
Put your Jesus, that's the worst part of all. Hey, you crack me up, Dennis.
What?
You crack me up. Dennis, cover up, please.
Is this like the worst porn movie ever?
Dennis, you are naked.
That's the worst part. He is robot.
Dennis is walking around naked.
20 years. Hey, how do I make my living? Okay. All right, there you go.
All right, get out of here, guys.
Robert. Thank you. All right, thanks a lot, Robert.
Bye, guys. Take all
thank
the
you.
Towels.
You later. There you go. Yeah, thanks, Dennis. I'll forego the handshake for now. Go, okay. Please.
Right, bye-bye.
There they go.
Dennis, no, you stood up to put your robe on, and you stood naked in front of us for like 5 minutes.
Just like a locker room. Thanks, Dan. Thank you.
Here. There they go.
There we go.
Mike, what can I say? You're the man, and I don't care if you like it or not. I'm rooting for the Red Sox now.
You know, I didn't linger on Robert, so I did go back for a second time because I didn't want to be discriminatory at all.
Let me just say.
We're shooting at 75. We're fishing one out. We're shooting game 7.
You're a man of your word, Mike.
Well, the American League Championship begins tomorrow night, and maybe this will bring them some good karma.
And let me say this to the
look at Dennis, where Dennis's face was. What is that? What is that powdery crust?
I believe that would be like crusty drool.
And look at here. What's the wet spot?
The wet spot is what I warned you about.
Robert, dry as a bone.
Of course.
Got to give him credit for that.
And if I could just say...
Hey, Mike, I'm going to drink tonight.
My pleasure.
You paint off the bed.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Oh, my God.
You got your hands on both of them. When you're hot, you're hot.
I
tell you what, Mike, old good buddy, old pal.
Yes.
If you want to make this bet next year, I'll do it again.
I'll come up with something.
You hillbilly?
Way to go, hillbilly.
I'll never eat anything, though.
Nice going. You know what I bet? I bet that you have just invented the diet that will put South Beach and Atkins.
Yeah, I'm not going to have an appetite for about 6 more days.
Just look at those. Okay, get out of that microphone.
All right.
And we'll be right back with the recap.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Phelps, I see under interest, so you've written debit?
No, that's the butt.
The butt.
Yeah. And also, I like tennis.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mungoos.
We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Now there he is, Michael Mara.
Yeah, the
paid
man.
Paid off his debts.
Glad it's over.
Paid off his debt to society.
We had bare buttocks, and we had massage.
And we had Dennis naked, and it was just gross. And yes, we took pictures. DonandMikeWebsite.com will be up in a couple of weeks.
That'll probably be the debut.
I believe so.
You know who the real winner of this bet is? Is all the people back in the sales area, because Robert did not put his robe on.
And took a stroll, we understand.
Yeah.
Walked through the radio station naked.
Yeah, horrifying.
That's nice. Tomorrow on the show, from Extreme Makeover, Brian Wolford. A guy that had his family benefit from this fake show that Mike loves.
It's not fake.
And I think it's just, you know, they put up the house, and then as soon as they drive away, the whole thing just
falls apart. You maintain that it's made out of
down
plastic.
But tomorrow we'll find out. Also tomorrow on the show, Wanda Sykes.
Ooh, all right.
Cool. Plus, we're going to be having an edition of Isn't That Something or How About That? Yeah, that's right. I got her up.
Okay.
It's a 100-year-old piece of bread.
Isn't that something?
Wow. How about that?
That is really something.
That is something.
How about that? plus, tomorrow we'll be giving away a trip to Mexico. What is this, for goodness sakes? It's not even written down.
I'm just looking at the incense that is still burning in here, which I think really should probably burn till the end of the show.
Trip to Mexico. Make it smell nice for Ron and Fez, and for a change in here, make it smell nice for Ron and Fez.
Yeah.
Before they come in.
I'll be surprised.
And, you know, I mentioned on Friday that watching the debate and listening to Ron and Fez is the best way to go. I mentioned that I stumbled onto that because, you know, here's a shock. I listen to Ron and Fez when I drive home.
Right.
But when I get home, I watch television.
Right.
Okay. so sometimes we turn the radio on for the dogs if we want to leave them in the other room,
mm-hmm.
and which is how I stumbled upon the fact that Ron and Fez during the first debate had like this great commentary going.
Ah.
And I heard Ronnie say something about it on their show on Friday night. I want you to know, Ronnie, that when I watched the debate Friday night, I had the Ron and Fez show on.
Good.
And the dogs watched and listened with me.
And
they didn't bark at Ron.
No.
They did add no reaction. The dogs hate Fez.
Wow. That's the timbre of the voice?
I think what it is, it's an
early... Hi, everybody.
It's I think it comes from... Well, first off,
they were trained.
He's a German.
Mm-hmm. He's a German. Flank the German Shepherd.
Yeah, right. German Shepherd reacts very badly when he hears Fez's voice.
Well, I think Fez is a lot more demonstrative too, and you know, he has those high pitched sounds that come out of the radio, and your dogs go. Didn't you say you could make your dogs go nuts one time by just doing little dog talking?
Like, oh yeah, we're daddy's boys. Well, the radio has to be on at home first,
okay. Right.
But and it works best when. Actually, you know what? Let me see if my wife is there. Of course she is. You're not working today.
And then we can prove it.
We can see if the dogs actually react to hearing me say to them on the radio, Daddy's got a cookie for you.
Now, you say they hate Fez. Maybe they actually love Fez.
No, yeah. As I'm saying.
Because they go nuts, right? When Fez talks?
I believe that Clink... See, it's not the same show as we used to have.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, it's a thin line between love and hate and passion and...
So, let me see if I can help you with this. Does Clink... demonstrate how happy he is?
Yes.
When Fez is talking?
While he's barking.
See, they love Fez.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what, Robbie, what? Hold on a second. I've got every goddamn button pressed.
The line between love and hate, it's not that thin.
I'll draw you a correction.
And happy anniversary to you tomorrow.
Hey, I haven't made it yet.
8 happy years, Rob.
Don't go crazy.
You'll make it.
That'll be tomorrow. You won't kill her tonight. You'll make it till tomorrow.
You ever see incense burn like this, Rob? Look at this
groovy, man.
This is like,
hello?
This is a forest fire.
Wait, I thought you were at home. Where are you at, baby?
Yeah, I'm still at the office.
She's at the office.
Oh.
She's bringing home the bacon.
All right, baby.
I'm working for you, sweetie.
Hey, did you leave?
You got me working every way. I'm your slave in bed, as always. I'm your slave at work, and now I got to go by the grocery store and cook up dinner and put on an apron and a bright smile to greet you with a martini when you walk through the door.
That's perfect. Right. And what are we going to be watching tonight together?
And we're watching football. And so then I was also shopping for the big double leather chair that will be our official football watching chair.
Nice.
Yes, I told you we had a good weekend. I got the apology from her. Feeling good. Hey, listen, did you leave the radio on at home for the dogs?
You left last, darling. I haven't been home since this morning.
Mm. All right. Well, then...
Not on?
No sense in doing the experiment today.
Right.
No sense in, and you know what? I have to tell you, since you mentioned that you leave the radio on for the dogs,
yeah.
I heard Ron and Fez the other night talking about cookies and calling the dogs and torturing them when they knew that you weren't there.
That's what I heard on Friday night, and I want to see if it works. First off, I don't know if it works with Ron and Fez's voice.
I understand if you leave the radio on for the Bill O'Reilly show, the dogs tend to make water.
So do I.
All right, but who knows if Ron and Fez could have the same effect on my dogs with the cookie talk.
Well, you probably do because you're daddy. I mean, with the dogs, they know that you're the father figure.
Another day. Well, all right, darling. I love you. I'll see you.
I love you, too. Okay, bye.
All right, bye, baby.
Cookie talk.
It's an exciting new development in my house, incidentally.
Yeah.
The watching football together plan.
That is exciting.
This is... Thank you for instantly knowing what I was saying, Buzz. I'm very excited that tonight... we'll be watching the Packers together.
That's great.
Sitting right next to each other.
You know what I'm going to be doing tonight, Don?
What?
I think I'm probably...
washing?
I'm probably going to be going to a counselor.
No, hold on. What's the Cher movie? Hold on. Her first big movie, goddamn it. It was filmed here. The one with Meryl Streep.
I know what you're talking about.
The one about the...
where they go to the nuclear power plant.
Yes. Where Cher has to... Where
it's
they
an
have,
old movie, and I'm trying to think of it.
Where they have to be washed down...
Right, they have to be hosed down to get nuclear waste off of
what
them.
What is that movie, Rob?
Prison film?
It's Silkwood.
Silkwood.
Bingo.
That's what we're going to have to do to you, Mike.
I am in an emotional state right now that I'm rarely in.
Post-traumatic
on the show.
Shock.
I'm numb. I'm trying to, rally with you guys and participate in the
show, but I'm just a little shaky.
Traumatized.
I'm a little bit, I don't know if traumatized would be, you know, too strong a word or not, but I just feel like I want to go home and cry.
I want to tell you.
I really do.
That's you're trauma. A man. Mm-hmm. You lived up to your part of the bet.
Well, here's the deal.
You more than paid off the bet.
With Robert, you know, I think I rushed through the first part, and then when I went for Dennis's glutes for the whole world to see, I felt it was only fair to go back and, you know, at that point, I just would like to point something out. He's going to get angry with me, and we don't want a controversy.
And when Mike says glutes,
he's a lightning rod.
Means buttocks.
That's
ass. Right.
But when I went back over to Robert, he had pulled the towel back, and one of his glutes was partially exposed.
Mm-hmm.
What that said to me was that this man wanted them rubbed.
All right, let's bring them both in.
Oh, good.
And he's
going to get angry with me about that, I am simply telling you the cold
fact. Are you implying that he presented?
He presented.
Let's bring both of them in for a brief rebuttal.
He won't be angry. He'll be proud.
First here is Dennis Murphy. Hi, Dennis.
Gone.
How did you enjoy the experience?
Robert incidentally.
Really well.
Hold on, Dennis. Robert is now flipping me off. Uh-oh. He is flipping me off.
Thank you, Dennis.
You're right.
Robert, how did you enjoy the experience? Did you present for Mike?
No, I did not.
You did not?
If a cheek was showing, I was unaware of it at the time.
He might have been just, you know, wrestling around on the
I was not expecting
on the table.
I didn't want. I told him, stay over there with Dennis. Dennis enjoys this.
But now, see, Robert, listen, hold on. Here's you're eating the cheese Robert brought. Here's where Mike can't win. If Mike doesn't give you the full rub, you say, hey, it's the white man coming down on the black man.
Yeah, I got white on my back now.
But if Mike had not given you that treatment, you'd be complaining that Dennis got it.
Well, whatever. I can't win either.
How was your walk down the hallway half naked, Robert?
Oh, there's some nice ladies down there. I got some applause. I think I got about $20 in one.
Very good.
I am love.
Dennis, 1 to 10, how would you rate Mike as a masseuse?
Kung Fu.
Hey, buddy.
Wow.
How are you? Day for Halloween now, don't you?
How are you anyway?
How about you, Robert?
Okay.
1 to 10.
A 2.
A 2.
A 2. Yeah.
A 2. Well, you know, Robert's hetero.
I felt the vibe from Robert. Here's the vibe from Robert.
I'm the big loser. Not the Red Sox, not Mike. I am. I didn't get nothing out of it. You get millions of dollars.
Hey, I spent a little bit of time on your feet.
I get a robe. I can't even get a towel.
I spent a little time on your feet.
Hold on. This man rubbed your glutes,
and
rubbed your back.
Care. I rubbed your feet pretty good, didn't I?
You see what I got on right now?
Oh, your uniform?
I'm going back.
For your job?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Money ears?
Said, ixnay on
the... He didn't say anything.
He didn't say you could be...
Okay, well...
You could be wearing a Taco Bell uniform, ass.
Are you going to wear those bunny ears or what?
My brothers work at Taco Bell. Thank you.
Are you going to wear the bunny ears to work?
No, these are yours.
You can't win.
You love playing the race card.
You can have them.
Thank you.
And the incense and the beers for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So both of you get out of here. Robert, we will see you very soon for your segment.
I will bring the pictures back. You'll love these.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. For the website?
Pictures. Yeah.
All right.
You can have them.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
Fine. I'm glad you enjoyed your massage, Robert.
I hated it.
And Dennis? Dennis, what would you like to say?
Can I promote my GunnersCanMusic.com?
Now, Robert, don't blatantly make fun of Dennis.
Go ahead, Robert. Let's hear it, Robert. Go ahead. Do you do an impression of Dennis? Go ahead, Robert.
Dennis Murphy, superstar, nub, twisty tongue, slobbering on my porno books. I don't want them anymore.
I want your porno.
And Dennis,
what you did? You slobbered on my porno books.
I like the way you call them porno books.
Porno books.
Hey, Robert. Can Dennis have your porno books?
Oh, I gave them to him.
Dennis, take those.
Okay, thank you.
And take the cheese, Dennis.
Okay.
Take the porno books and the cheese. The diced cheese. The cube cheese.
Look at McDonald's down the street. What load is that?
You mean the one right here by the radio station?
What's wrong with the McDonald's down the...
What load is that on?
Oh, are you going to be making a personal appearance
there? Yeah, Oakland Highway. I have one hand, one heart available. Come down and see me.
Let me translate. Dennis will be at the McDonald's down the street from the radio station selling his CD in the parking lot of McDonald's.
Yeah, I know what they said before I go. I tried to get a fruit plate for us, right?
Yeah.
And I went to this supermarket. It says Super H. And I walked in.
Didn't know that's like the Japanese
joint.
Now, Robert.
I went in there and I said, do you have dice? Do you have chopped up fruit? Right. Chai, chai, chai. Right. I said, what the hell is this?
It's an Asian market, Robert.
I didn't know it says Super H. What does it stand for? Asian?
You both got to get out of here now.
There he goes. Probably for the best.
Thank you, Robert Mailman. See you soon. Thank you, Dennis. See you soon.
Good luck.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, right. Right back at you.
Love will keep us together.
Bye, boys. Farewell. There they go.
There they go.
Okay. See you later.
These is mice.
Oh, man.
There you go. There's Dennis and there's Robert.
He's quite an offer for more.
And don't forget, he's going to be at the McDonald's down the street from the radio station.
The Highway and Oak.
Yeah. Copies.
That's McDonald's.
Of the CD. Do you remember the time we sent him down there? We've done an experiment on Dennis to find out how clean he is. And we got his underpants, sent him down to McDonald's.
To show people.
He sold them, yeah.
Somebody bought his underwear.
His underwear.
That McDonald's is Dennis's good luck spot.
Yeah, that's the ground zero for the Murphy Empire.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's me.
He made it up.
You got enough money to buy a quarter mounder.
Which is funny, that massage or Robert like rolling into the Super H trying to get a fruit plate.
Oh, my God.
How about him? Love playing the race car. What's the first thing he said? Going out to chinks.
Yeah, right. Robert, come on. Turnabout's fair play. Come on.
Oh, you are colored, man. You don't belong in here.
You'll get out now.
Plus, what is your lead story on this in comments?
Today, Miami was missed by all four hurricanes, so why is it getting so much disaster money from the government?
Oh, you buzz, you.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Crazy no shirt. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They bring you very best wishes. And may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever. Don Geronimo and Michael Mera.
Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz brought to us by Viramax. Viramax?
Someone called for a doctor.
Thank you. Number one, it really works. Doctor developed, clinically tested. Viramax, 1-888-TRI-VMAX. Here's a station break. If you're listening in Buffalo,
Happy Thanksgiving.
Are you dumb Canadians? Listening on WBUF. Not that you're dumb,
no.
But Thanksgiving's our holiday, and Thanksgiving's in November, and the Detroit Lions play. And today's October 11th.
And that's tight.
And that is Thanksgiving Day in Canada.
And for those of you south of the border, happy Columbus Day.
Let me see, 92.9 WBUF. That's Buffalo, Baltimore Live, 105 in Green Bay, WNFL, and Dallas Live, 105.
Don, seriously, I'd like to say, happy Columbus Day. I hope they didn't think I was taking it lightly. Because I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I want to say, everybody's there are a lot of people that pay attention to it and care about it. And
you said that, thank God.
Yeah, thank God I did.
Thank God you did say that.
Happy Columbus Day anyway.
How are you anyhow? Tower Records sponsors Rich Eisen. Fridays on this show, Tower Records, no one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love, Tower.com. I don't know if you saw Rich Eisen all over TV all weekend doing every ad for the NFL.
Right.
He is the NFL Uber whore. Let me see. We broadcast to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about 10 NFL cities.
Right.
Ravens, big win. 49ers, what an exciting game that is. Your team sucked, but what a great game you played. Packers play tonight. They will beat Tennessee. Dallas, PU. Houston, again, what a great game. This was an overtime game with Minnesota yesterday.
I think you killed me on the picks this weekend, too.
I don't know about that.
I'm not sure.
I do know that if you're listening to us on KIKK in Houston, congratulations, you're one of five people.
Yes.
And later this week, our friend Charlie Casserly, the general manager of the Texans, will be on. Tampa Bay, where we're heard on WBZZ. So you put in Brian Greasy and you beat the Saints.
How about that?
In Louisiana, we're heard in Lafayette and other places. Saints are up and down. And Redskins, hey, looking good.
Serious problems.
Looking good.
Yeah.
One last bit of news that I have to break into Buzz's time for. We got some calls about this today that we got canceled in Salt Lake City.
Oh, no.
That in itself is not great news, but it comes with network radio.
Yes, it happens. You win some, you lose some.
We're used to being canned, okay? Right. So, anyway, here's a note that Beth Ann got, and I followed up, and as it turns out, listen, it's one thing if you want to cancel the show. I mean, it's your prerogative.
Right.
As Bobby Brown and now Zitney Spears sing. It's the wrong decision, but it's a decision that's out of our hands.
We had a lot of listeners, a lot of good listeners in Salt Lake City.
You know, all I know is that these dopes at this station kept sending us the monthly Arbitrend information saying, look, you guys are kicking ass here.
Mm-hmm.
So Beth Ann gets this note. Hi, Beth Ann. I'm Jeff in Salt Lake City. I've been trying to call. What the F is going on at call 910? I came to work this morning, turned to the normal crap with Jim Rome waiting for Don and Mike. Speaking of which, Frank Caliendo, when he was on our show over the summer, did a killer Jim Rome impression.
Right, yes.
If you watched the Fox NFL show yesterday, he did it for his bit.
Did he really?
And he killed. I mean, Frank Caliendo killed his Jim Rome yesterday.
That's fantastic.
Anyway, this guy writes something that I followed up on. After going to Call 910's website and looking up online, I saw that there was no Don and Mike icon. I went apes. I called the station, and they gave me a response you won't believe. I do believe because during the commercial break, I called the station in Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I said, hey, how come Don and Mike aren't on? And they said, oh, we've changed format to sports.
Ah.
And I said, well, I know that Don and Mike are on a lot of sports stations. And they said, their exact words, quote, we wanted Don and Mike, but they don't want to be a part of the Salt Lake City scene. That, now, I wrote that down, their words.
What's that quote again? What's that obviously dishonest quote again?
We want Don and Mike to be part of the new sports programming at 910 KALL, but Don and Mike do not want to be a part of the Salt Lake scene.
What exactly is that supposed to mean?
Crap.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
the people
in Salt Lake City can't hear this now. This is
no.
a broken record. I promised Westwood One we weren't going to do this. We're not raving out. We're not screaming. We're not yelling. But if you get a chance and you know anybody from Salt Lake City, have them call the station and say, listen, it's one thing to cancel the show. But don't lie to people.
No.
Right. So, you know, if one of our listeners... first off, finds the show, then digs it, and cares enough to call the station.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the station, at least have the guts to...
Yeah, think, don't make it sound like it was our decision.
We're moving in another direction. Because I got news for you. Here's the way I look at things. Salt Lake City is the 35th biggest market in America. There's 1.5 million people there. That's a major market. We don't want to not be on in Salt Lake City.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
And lying is a sin.
End of sermon. Thank you, Buzz.
But no matter how many wives you have.
That's right. But really, as we've discussed, you're okay with this whole sin thing, with the Ten Commandments.
Right.
You know, this my theory. You know, you get 7 out of 10, you're doing okay.
Pretty That's good. In the Church of Donnie.
Yeah, but watch out for this. This is worse than anything on God's list.
Mm-hmm.
This is worse than
anything we wanted,
that God can come up with.
They didn't want to be part of... What?
Yeah, of the Salt Lake City scene.
We wouldn't know anybody at that station.
We don't know anybody in Salt Lake
we
City.
We certainly never had a conversation about being part of the Salt Lake City scene.
So anyway, all you people out there that do what you do, go ahead and do what you do.
Yeah.
And
right.
Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Of all the millions of dollars damage caused by the four hurricanes that swept through Florida this year, Miami got off easy. But this being an election year, Miami and Dade County residents figured it couldn't hurt to go ahead and ask for over $20 million in emergency funding from the federal government. And this being an election year, they're getting it. Even city and county officials, backed by the National Weather Service, say that although there was some hurricane-related storm damage, it was, in their words, insignificant.
Well, does this mean that other parts of Florida that desperately need the money aren't going to get it?
I'm so glad you asked. Let
okay.
me give you an example.
All right.
But nearly 20,000 county residents filed for money in Dade County, and now...
Hold on. Just so I know, Miami is...
Dade County.
Broward County, Dade County.
Right,
South Florida.
Right, but we're talking about the part of Miami that's in Dade County and the rest of Dade County getting this particular money. And now nearly 10,000 of those folks are getting the money, $21.5 million. Meanwhile... Indian River County, which was right in the hurricane's path, is getting $1 million less than Dade County, which wasn't in the hurricane's path, even though the Indian River County has 49,000 damaged homes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, does
well,
it?
That you start with B and you end with H, and you put a U.S. in the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
the United States, that's Bush.
That's it.
That's all I can say.
Last week we told you about new voting
Who
problems.
Who incidentally lost the debate on Friday night? We didn't even talk about the debate.
That's what we're reading now, yes.
My opinion.
Oh, okay.
I loved the fact that Bush can't control himself. Obviously, they told him, don't smirk, don't make faces. Mm-hmm. He addressed that.
He did well.
He said, you know, am I not smirking? But when Kerry would hit him with a punch,
mm-hmm.
what I would love is that Bush can't control himself to sit down. He stands up, and he gets the microphone like, I'm ready to talk.
Yeah. I only have one thing to say about Bush's performance during the debate.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, did you get a chance to go on the internets?
I'm glad you mentioned that.
I picked that up as well.
That's remember the only that. One, man.
The internets. Last week we told you about new voting problems in Florida. Well, today we take you to Michigan. In a suburb of Lansing, some ballots were misprinted in a way that made it easy for Kerry supporters to accidentally vote for Bush. Voters were supposed to mark their choice by filling in a space between the head and tail of an arrow. The misprinted ballots had those arrows shifted down by one line. A voter caught the mistake. Officials say they will now throw out the questionable ballots and give some to absentee voters, give them a second chance. The problem is similar to one created by the butterfly ballots in Florida
four
years ago.
Serious?
Yes.
4 years?
Yes, Mike, yes, I do think.
To fix this problem,
yes,
and
I
they
do
still
think.
Can't get it right.
And you know why they didn't? Starts with B, ends with S.
I don't know.
Starts with B. Well, no, one version does start with B and end with T, but there's another version that starts with B, ends with H, has U.S. in the middle.
I'm reading this article about Dick Cheney in the Washington Post today.
Mm-hmm.
It's about his
he's a good guy.
His shadow advisor.
I really like him.
This guy.
He's so likable.
This guy that like lurks in the shadows and what they're all about and trying to get more power and trying to prevent people from getting more information that's needed. And I'm starting to really freak out about this election. I'm starting to think, you know, even if Kerry goes ahead and wins this thing, that something even more hinky than Florida is afoot.
Mm.
Because these guys...
Hold on, don't you think? I know it's been thrown out there for a long time. What do you think about the theory that he's got Osama bin Laden in a Ramada Inn somewhere?
No, I think by that, any time from this point forward, I think people would think if they were waiting until this moment to let that happen, I think they wouldn't do it this close to the election.
Blew that chance.
What about, I know this is totally off topic, how would this Bush react to this? It's a month till the election. What if they really capture him?
Mm-hmm.
What if, just dumb luck, somebody calls up and says, hey, we found the hole that Osama bin Laden's in.
It's right, funny.
Does Bush bring it out?
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
What I'm saying is, that's why it's not out of the question that if they got him stashed in a... And I know it's crazy, conspiracy, but if they got him in a Holiday Inn somewhere...
Right.
They could bring him out, and that's what they say. What are we supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Not say that we caught him? We just happened to catch him 2 weeks before the election.
You know that I talk to a lot of people that deal with a lot of different things in our government,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, one guy that I talk to has insisted all
Internet.
The way along that this is going to happen, that this thing's going to happen. I don't believe it's going to happen.
No.
We'll wait and see what the deal is.
I loved Bush.
I don't know if I'd switch, though.
I loved him standing up, not able to control himself. You're so right about the internets. Oh, my God.
Sure.
Was that a great boner by Bush? And, you know, unless he's got advanced information that nobody else has, and, you know, no one's going to say this today, but how great for John Kerry that he mentioned
mm-hmm.
Christopher Reeve.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, it's a weird happenstance,
I mean,
but now that's going to become a major issue in this election.
You realize, I'll tell you, what the great thing is, and I'm a partisan, everybody knows this, but when you see two guys up there, and you get a position which I feel really is almost impossible to defend, which this stem cell research is really tough, and you see it debated, I think more Americans than not are going to realize that some of these questions, they don't have answers to. And they really don't have answers to. It's very difficult when he is playing to his base, as they like to say.
Hold on, we have some breaking news.
Reason.
Let's go to the breaking news hotline. Hello, breaking news.
Hey, God and Mike, I just want to let you know I got one sale, but I got 10. I'm on Lee and Oak Highway at the McDonald's.
Lee and Oak Highway.
Me.
Me and Oak.
Me and Oak.
Yeah, me and Oak, okay.
And you're selling one hand, one heart.
One hand, one heart. And I just sold a copy. Thank you, guys.
And
you're at
Nick Mamo's?
I'm at Nick Mamo's.
All right, good luck, Dennis.
See you later.
See you later. Bye, soft skin.
Bye-bye.
The baby's soft.
U.S. Commission on Civil Rights is out with its grade card on the civil rights record of the Bush administration. How do you suppose the president did? Let's look. Oh, my.
I would give him one M the grade scale again.
The report says
one M bad.
The report says the Bush administration has made civil rights a low priority and has failed to show leadership or a clear focus on the issue. The report's full of executive orders and policy reports from the administration itself.
Rob says that's all good.
And what are described as scholarly papers on the subject. The report gives failing marks to the president's No Child Left Behind Act, makes note of an increase in racial profiling, and accuses the Bush White House of dragging its feet on a new voting rights law.
Why do you think that's so good, Rob?
Yeah, look at him.
Talk to me. Hello, this is Your Majesty Jackson.
When we come back, another head shaker from our Homeland Insecurity Department.
Oh, Buzz.
Oh, boy.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They only hit you because they love you.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Take a measure. We have a trip to Mexico to give away.
Wow.
I'll get the info on that tomorrow. Plus, we have a WWE Taboo Tuesday. Trip to give away somewhere for another WWE wrestling match.
Taboo Tuesday.
And starting tomorrow, we'll be giving away a trip a day anywhere Independence Air flies. The new low-fare airline is here. 300 flights a day from Dulles here in D.C. to 35 cities. FlyI.com. FlyI.com. Independence Air. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. A man crashed a stolen car through an airport fence and then ran toward a Delta jetliner, which was about to take off for Atlanta.
Hold the flight. I'm coming, Tracy, baby.
It happened at the San Antonio airport, and no, the man is described as a 43-year-old Mexican national.
Hold it, Tracy, baby. Hey, Tracy.
Tracy,
look
baby.
At my website that has my leg.
Bueno, it's got my tattoo of the Rolling Stones' tongue.
Where is my Westie dog?
Come on, now, hold that plane.
Hi, Tracy, baby. See.
When police caught him, he told them there was a suspicious item on board the plane. The airline then deplaned all 63 passengers. Nothing suspicious was found. The man had been drinking. It happened just after San Antonio.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Oops, hi, sorry.
That plane.
Could have been. Happened just after the San Antonio airport learned that it was getting a $1 million government grant to improve security. Quoting one official of that airport, this incident will, I'm sure, be discussed. We have the money now, if we need it, to do something differently.
Ever think the guy was maybe in it for the hubcaps?
On the plane. On the landing gear.
Look at that. There's only two, but they're very in high demand.
Yes, will they fit a Chevy?
A painting.
Hello. I am Joe Ardinger.
See. I am going to Nogales.
Jose Ardinger.
Jose.
A painting that depicts...
Joe. Jesus.
Painting that depicts President Bush as a reclining nude... being served an oil well on a silver platter by Dick Cheney, who's dressed as a butler, has been removed from a museum here in Washington. The cartoonish painting was taken down. Still on display at the City Museum of Washington, a church pew decorated with words and pictures that accuse President Reagan of ignoring the AIDS crisis, and a collection of drug paraphernalia captioned with a note, a quote actually, from former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry.
Oh, that's not nice.
How you doing? You still sweating?
Yeah, I'm running for the council.
Right.
You going to vote for me?
Wearing all your African clothes again now?
Yeah.
You back in that phase again?
Yeah, I'm not feeling very well.
You know what I hear?
I'm 68.
I hear you oppose baseball.
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not for it.
It's not good for Ward 9, is it?
Ward 9 doesn't need baseball. It's just a sham. It's a sham.
How's Effie?
Well, yeah, she's okay. She supports me even though we're not married no more.
That's nice.
How about Cora Mastersberry?
Cora's great. She's great. She's been by my side the whole time. We're just doing a great job.
I'm 68.
Very good.
Thank you, Buzz. I like it when you wear the Coming to America clothes.
Thank you very much.
Remember the Eddie Murphy movie?
Yes.
You wear all of the outfits that Arsenio Hall wore in that movie.
Yeah, I know. Who needs baseball? I don't like it.
How old are you?
I'm 68.
Thank you. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger took classes to control his urges to grope women. Women on movie sets and even TV interviewers.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. This scene with the enlargement of the press was fantastic.
Even TV interviewers said they'd been grabbed inappropriately by Arnold. His hands-on approach didn't keep him from getting elected, but it was an issue, and he doesn't want it to be an issue again.
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, my oath and you.
And here's the Arnold music for you, Buzz. He especially doesn't want it to be an issue if or when the Austrian-born Arnold runs for president of the United States.
Oh, my God.
Quoting Arnold.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
On that subject for the very first time, it is outdated to limit the presidency to American-born citizens.
Oh, no, it's starting.
So yeah. He took the class.
That's all he cares about. It's starting.
Today's non-grabby Arnold says, and quoting again, I've learned my lesson. I think that now I'm representing not myself, but the state of California. It is a totally different ballgame.
Totally
different ballgame.
Do you see what you've done?
Oh, man.
Do you see what you've done?
Now I lie. I know why California likes my favorite body part. The ass.
California, can I tell you something? You're like Charlie M.
You're Charlie M? You let Arnold Schwarzenegger win the governorship?
There you go, Mike.
Charlie M.
With Michael Jackson facing some of the most serious charges a 40-something man can face, he's probably playing it straight, keeping
this you should not do. You should not say he's an animal.
Jackal.
Should not say he's jackal. I'm not a jackal.
Jackal. Did you say playing it straight?
Yeah. You know, in light of these charges, probably... Probably keeping the freaky stuff on the down low.
Straight, and he's a homo.
Either that, or he's trying to buy a ghost on eBay.
Excuse me, he's not a homo. I don't mean any disrespect. He's a kid toucher.
There's a big difference.
I don't want to alienate our gay listeners. Nothing wrong with what you guys and gals do,
right?
But a kid toucher.
No, that's different.
What's he trying to buy?
A ghost in a bottle on eBay.
In a bottle.
Uh-huh. Jacko's reportedly bidding on a 100-year-old glass bottle that supposedly contains a ghost. A retired mill worker in Ireland found the bottle 25 years ago, sealed up in a bricked-up window.
I beg pardon?
The story is that a priest placed the bottle there after a failed exorcism.
What was the question?
The owner says he believes it's the ghost of an evil landlord who took his own life after...
I can't hear you.
After impregnating a young girl who also committed suicide.
I beg your pardon?
The bottle contains a little black dust and is sealed with a page from the Bible. The owner says he hopes the winning bidder will treat the ghost with respect.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Good luck to you, Mike.
You know, Buzz, you had to mention ghosts.
Today,
look at the lead one. It's that Irish ghost.
Today is October 11th, which means it's Halloween.
Halloween.
Just a couple of weeks away. There's Ghosty. Wearing his Superman suit joining them today.
Already?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Rodney's there.
Janet Leigh.
Who's that baseball player? Caminiti?
Sure.
Yeah, the guy who played, didn't you know he's dead?
No.
Yeah, a heart attack today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The guy all coked up and steroided up.
Oh, boy.
He was 41. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here they are now.
Hey, Michael Jackson. Walk a bit on the bottle. See you later, you...
In sports, if only I were a betting man. The Red Sox and the Yankees in the American League Championship Series that begins tomorrow.
Let's go, Red Sox!
To see which team goes to the World Series.
There you go, Mike. That was real enthusiasm.
I appreciate
that. Yeah, to the bag! Let's go, Red Sox!
There it is.
Julius.
Do not trust this man.
Julius Peppers set a new NFL record yesterday. The Carolina Panthers player ran 101 yards on an interception and didn't score a touchdown. The Panthers lost to the home team Denver 20-17.
What a great play, though. The guy intercepts Jake Plummer 3 yards deep in the end zone. I mean, there were so many great 4 o'clock games yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Running it all the way. He's a big lineman. Gets all the, he would have made it if he didn't turn around and he saw Rod Smith behind him.
He tried to just take his little look.
His little peak.
And I thought it was almost like he was dancing a little bit.
Right,
he
right.
said later that he just wanted to turn around and see who's behind. Anyway, Denver almost got the ball. Buzz, we're out of time. Sorry.
Finally, from
I
our...
I love football.
I know.
I hate Dan Snyder, though.
Yes, I know.
So conflicted.
Well, you're right. Finally, from our They Meant Well department, the lovely town of Magnolia, South Carolina, the fire department there, proud of the safety demonstration they took to all the schools to teach kids about the dangers of fire. Oh, the kids certainly learned this week. The firefighter's portable demonstration house was burning just as it's supposed to, but when it collapsed, as it's supposed to, it took down a power line, setting a neighbor's house on fire. That real house suffered extensive damage, and the owner's little dog was killed in the fire.
Oh,
the
dog killed.
The downed power line also hit the fire truck, rendering it useless to fight the fires. I'm feel good. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Oh, we got to get out of here. Please stand to stay tuned for Ron and Fez. And our next on JFK, Live 105, and The Buzz in Tampa.
Everybody.
Thank you, Shirley Jones.
Yeah.
Mike, thank you for the massage.
My pleasure. Go Red Sox.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Dennis. See you tomorrow. We'll do have the soup. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
I got to go see
Thumbs. Go see Eat a lot.
Bye.
And there it is.
Uh-huh.
That was
Shirley Davis. Thank you so much.
Perfect.
Be kind, okay. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having a nice audience and
everything
tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
See when the door shuts, we're done. Now we're leaving.
Okay, bye.